The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Quiet!
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here?
About to go on the air?
Right, it is Friday.
Why would you do that?
That didn't scare me. You guys are lame.
It's the best day of my life.
Wake up!
Wake up!
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Friday!
We got a big broadcast to do here.
What are we waiting for? To the airwaves.
One more thing. Oh.
It's showtime.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello, hello.
Is this Friday, on? Friday, 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 Friday.
On? Hello.
It's on. Dex.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mateo, are you there? Hello.
Steve-O. What's wrong with you?
Steve-O, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
see? He's here, too.
You see?
Did we just, is this a speakeasy? Are we in the mob?
See? You better get me my shipment or I'll meet you down by the docks, friend. You're going to be swimming with the fishes.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Dex, Steve-O, Teo. It is Friday, 6:06.
High today of 58. Plenty of sunshine throughout the state of New Mexico this morning. The low right now, 33 degrees, but don't worry, it's going to pick up today on your full forecast Friday. Am I right? All right, everybody, welcome to the show.
That was really good.
It was good. I have one qualm, but it's a minor qualm.
Okay.
The low is the lowest temperature of the day, so you can't have a low right now.
Well, the low is 28 degrees right now, and that's as low as it's going to get all day. You know what I'm saying?
But so was it low
it's
earlier?
Looking up. You know, it's looking up. I don't know, because the low was 28, and it's actually, it's currently 32 degrees, so I apologize. It was 28 degrees overnight, high today.
There you go.
Of 61 now, according to my updated app. Partly cloudy, mostly sunny.
Man, did you hang out with Steve Stucker yesterday?
I really did.
You guys had a dinner.
You know, I figured, why just do the high when I could bring full forecast Friday?
Nice.
I'm just saying. Come on, you know you loved it. You know you loved it.
I thought it was great.
Thanks, guys. Hey, thanks, guys.
Steve-O, you did a good job.
Long term, not sure if that's going to work, but maybe on Fridays will be fun.
Like to shout out to my mentor, Steve Stucker, and before that, Jesus Christ.
Wait.
Oh, man. If you want to hear the interview with Steve Stucker,
yeah,
he's a KOB weatherman. Been doing it for over 25 years here in Albuquerque. And you guys could get our podcast.
Yeah, he taught me everything I know about weather. And Jesus invented weather. So it works out.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying he taught you everything you knew about weather and Jesus.
No,
there was a pause there.
Oh, no. I was shouting out
weather
to my two mentors.
Jesus,
both of my mentors.
Who invented weather.
One who can tell us the weather and one who controls the weather.
Hey, cool. Weather wizard.
Huh?
Guys, I want to kick off the show with a little,
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
I got good news today. I got good news on my next door neighbor. We'll talk about that later. Hey. Good news.
Good news, everybody.
Yeah. And finish it Friday, right? Am I right?
Finish
my story from Wednesday.
That's right. a 35-year-old ballroom dancer named Adrienne Haslett Davis lost her left leg from the knee down in the Boston bombing in 2013.
Still waiting for the good news.
But she promised herself she'd keep dancing. And she has. She still works as a professional dancer and also speaks at events. And now, she's planning to follow through with another promise. Shortly after the bombing happened, she said she was going to run the Boston Marathon someday. She wasn't actually a runner before that and says she never would have signed up for a full marathon. She was standing at the finish line cheering for people when the bombs went off.
Wow.
But she recently had been training with a special prosthetic. She's up to 10 miles now. Says she should be ready to run the full marathon this April. She ran the last few blocks of it back in 2014 and then danced across the finish line in a ball gown last year. But this time, She's ready to run all 26.2 miles.
Wow. Woo! That's incredible.
I'm talking about.
It's incredible.
Inspiring. Man. Way to go, Adrian. It's not going to stop you having a prosthetic leg. Right, Felicity?
Yeah. Oh, wait, gosh.
Hey, right, Felicity? You listening right now, Felicity?
Spoiler alert. Let's not talk about it.
I won't say anything else.
Man.
I am so disappointed with Arrow right now.
Yeah.
So okay.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Let's talk comics TV real quick.
Let's do it.
Real quick.
In the 6 o'clock hour?
Comics. Well, that's nobody cares. The nerds are all up. They've been
playing
video
playing
games
WoW.
Anyway. Yeah. So anyway. Flash is excellent.
Yeah, it
so
is.
Good.
I haven't tuned into Agent Carter yet, but I usually save Agent Carter.
Is that weird?
I save it though. I did the same thing with the last one. I watch them all through.
I haven't watched it.
I like it
better.
It's
the best way to do it.
Yeah. So I'll watch that once the series completes. And then you've got Arrow, which is just wavering, man. Yeah.
It was just so good when the first couple seasons.
Season two was great. Mm-hmm. Season two was great. Season three was like, what happened?
And you've got Legends of Tomorrow that is just bad.
Legends of Tomorrow is a stupid show.
Two episodes in.
Do they change the writers a lot?
I don't know.
On episodes?
I don't think so.
Because it just seems like the writing is just.
You know what happened? What happened last season, they went Dark Knight, and they're like, oh, man, we got to change this up, man. This was too Dark Knight, and people didn't like it because it was so dark. So let's just do some lighter topics like, I don't know. Paralyzation from the waist down. That seems lighter, right?
Yeah,
for real. And they even did an interview. They were like, well, yeah, it, but like the way she approaches it is a lighter take on,
whatever.
You know, paralysis.
What? Yeah. No, I think that's the problem. It's not any lighter. They're just approaching it less seriously. And I just, nope. It turned CW, man, real fast.
It did.
Turned CW.
Yeah. Luckily, though, Flash is not doing that.
No!
Flash is great.
So good!
Did you guys know that Kevin Smith is supposed to direct an episode of Flash?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
No, it's great.
I'm really excited about that show, mostly because it's one of the very few that my kids can watch with me.
That's
like,
great.
We all watch it
it's
together.
A family show.
Same with
it's
us.
Fantastic. Same with Supergirl. Shout out to Supergirl.
Same with me and Beans and Panda.
Yep.
We all watch Flash together.
Never thought I'd live in a world where I'd rather watch Supergirl than Arrow or Legends of Tomorrow.
I need to jump back on that Supergirl wagon because the first episode, my wife dogged it so bad.
I mean, it's campy. It's campy, but it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Mm. Come on, man.
I'll jump back on.
Yeah, you should.
When it hits the Netflix or something.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Do they have all? I wonder if they have all the episodes on Hulu.
They don't.
No.
It's one of the few shows that's not. They're for some reason, Hulu doesn't have all of the network shows. I've found this out recently. And you can get apps, like we have an Apple TV, and you can get like a CBS app or an ABC app. Mm-hmm. But then when you go in to watch Supergirl, it's like, oh, you need CBS Ultra for this. Ugh. So then I think, I'll wait till it's on Netflix and watch them all through.
Either that or they only put up the last, you know, two episodes or something. Mm-hmm.
Which is lame skis.
338-3700 is the phone number to call in. Also, studio at star88.fm. You can reach us there. Hit us up on Facebook, star88FM on Facebook. Leave us a comment. Tell us what's on your mind. You need some help with something, we're here for you. We love to get feedback about the show.
Yeah.
Maybe you disagree with something we've said. Hey, we're okay with that.
Don't pull any punches. We seriously love talking about it.
Yeah, we got an email this morning from somebody that didn't appreciate a conversation in Shock Therapy Live the other day.
Yeah.
This is how I look at it. The three of us, we're in our 30s.
We're diverse.
We're constantly growing, maturing, learning. And I love it when people call me out on things that they don't agree with or they think that I need to do this way. And
yeah.
I might not agree with you all the time, but I still love the feedback because it helps me. I take a step back.
Grow.
You take a step back and you say, maybe I need to think about it this way.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to change.
That's good, Dex.
Thanks, man.
I want everybody to know that I've made us all stand up today.
Yeah, it's really difficult right now.
It wasn't intentional. You guys don't have to.
My back hurts.
I know. You guys don't have to stand
up. It's funny because we started out sitting. I started out sitting and then stood up because I felt awkward.
I'm starting to breathe heavier right now. I'm not used to this whole standing thing because for like 6 months I was on the couch.
Oh,
I didn't move
man.
From my couch. And
guys, I'm trying so hard. We're trying to work out a promotion with the gym I go to just so I can get these jokers in the gym.
It might happen.
Steve-O looks like he might be healthy, but he's not.
I'm not.
And
I'm skinny fat.
And of course, if you've seen me, I don't look healthy
at
all.
You're just fat.
Good grief.
Oh, man. One of these days, I'm just going to clock you right in the nose.
Man, can you wait till we get webcams?
We have webcams set up.
They're not on though.
They're not. Oh man.
When we get that set up, man. And then Dex punched Steve-O again.
Here's how it's going to go down. I'm going to say, Steve-O, can I see you out in the parking lot?
Then,
well, I probably have
parking
to go.
Parking lot, still campus.
Okay, we'll leave the parking lot.
I'll meet you at Whataburger because I know you love it there, am I right?
Let's walk to Whataburger real quick. It gets, like a hamburger or something. And then I'm just going to.
I'll fall for it because I know you love eating there.
Oh, snap.
That's burritos.
What's that?
Hi. Hey, I'm one of those comic book nerds that have been up all night.
Told you.
Nice.
I wasn't playing video games. I was up with a stomach flu. So you guys are always dropping a name drop, Steve Stucker.
Yeah, man.
He's a good friend of mine,
He's
a good ministry friend of mine. And he has a ministry called Up Before Sun. And if you really want to talk to him,
we had him on.
I can have him call you.
No, we have him on this week.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny.
I mean, he's busy in the mornings because, he has this whole weather gig and stuff.
Oh, he's a weatherman? I had no idea.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that. Really cool. But we're like homies.
Maybe between really doing some real weather
probably
and
dinner.
Morning, in between. Mm-hmm. A commercial break or something, he can call you.
All right, man.
Okay.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Well, that'd be cool.
We already had him on this week.
You know what? Just hook it up for us.
Thanks, buddy.
Hook it up for us.
We appreciate you. Love you, man.
Sure. I mean, if that's something that you want, that'd be cool.
You handle it and let us know.
Yeah. Have your people call your people.
Thanks,
man.
Anyways.
Get better, buddy. Get better. Get some rest.
Get some rest. Stomach flu.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice kid.
That was a good guy.
He's 40 from there.
No, that was a good guy.
Yeah, it was.
338-3700. Big show this morning.
Really excited.
Get that Wisco Tango Florida story
Wisco?
Going.
Wisco?
Yes.
Yes,
get that going.
I'm looking up
Tango,
something funny on the
Florida.
Internet.
Didn't you have a story yesterday we never got to?
Me?
Wisco? I do. You mean from 2 days ago?
Wait, did you want me to do it? Because I get it.
Well, he hasn't done it in 2 days, so I don't know if
I'm just saying I get it.
We should do that next. Let me do some news.
Oh, gosh, news.
A lot of good stuff in the news coming up about 6:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got some stuff on a school that was evacuated over a mysterious noise. It's coming up. Some good news. Some people formed a human chain to save a guy from a burning truck. Pretty cool story.
That's right.
And also, why... We must all root for the Carolina Panthers to win the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm
going
to tell you why we must all root for the Carolina Panthers to win the Super Bowl.
No, no, no.
Everybody is screaming.
Oh.
They're freaking out because, I know a lot of you are Denver Bronco fans, but maybe I can change that.
You're not going to change me, bro. They are in the NFC South, the same division as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my team, and I hate that team. So I can't wait for you to try this.
Okay.
We'll see how it works.
I think I can do it. I really think I can do it.
Guys, I have started a new thing on our Facebook right now. You don't even know what's happening. I'm calling it the Morning Invasion Motivational Meme.
Whoa!
That's right. As long as I can remember to do this every Friday, I'm going to put up a picture.
I'm starting it, guys, every Friday once.
No, I've come out honestly and said, hey, if I remember to do this, then it'll happen. If I don't, then probably not, unless somebody else handles it. It's called The Morning Invasion Motivational Meme, and it just happened on Facebook right now.
Beautiful.
#blessed.
All right. Can't wait to check
share it
out.
With your friends.
That's right.
Do I get to finish my story today?
No.
Do we get? Does this get to happen?
No.
Finish it Friday?
I don't think it should.
On Wednesday, I tried to tell a story. You guys both kept interrupting me.
Shut it down.
Even your old co-host, Buck calls in. He's like, let him finish the story. We had emails. We had Facebookers. Everybody was like, let him finish. Finish it Friday?
Nope.
If we have time, we'll let you finish it Friday.
Okay.
If we have time.
Okay.
I really want the update, though. I can't wait to hear the update on the neighbors.
Yeah, if you were listening yesterday morning, crazy, scary incident with my neighbors. I've got an update for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an update.
And we'll recap everything for you if you missed out on the show yesterday. But hit that podcast if you haven't. It was a great show yesterday.
Yeah, I love that you can just subscribe to it on iTunes and it'll download the next episode for you. So
the next episode. Yeah.
Just subscribe, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And there's something for Android, I'm sure, floating around in the ether.
Somewhere.
It's called a hope in a future.
If you can get your phone to quit getting a virus and breaking or whatever happens with those things.
I was really hoping we could talk about Flat Earth yesterday.
Man, I know.
Is it Flat Earth Friday?
Flat Earth Friday!
Oh, man, I love how radio works.
Flat Earth Friday.
So good.
If we have time, let's talk about Flat Earth a little bit. Because this is a thing. This is a real thing. There's a lot of people, apparently, that live here on Earth that believe in Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I tried to explain it to my wife, but I haven't really learned a whole lot about it.
Well, it's just you hear the dumb videos and you see what people are saying about Flat Earth and they're like, yeah, this seems kind of intelligent. And then you try and explain it to any other human being. This happened to me because I have a friend who actually subscribes to this.
Yes, he does.
And I tried to explain it to Teo and then I tried to explain it to Chrissy and every time I felt like an idiot.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because it's so stupid.
Number one, anything that falls back on this argument, yeah, but have you ever seen
space?
Have you ever stepped on the moon? You can't trust the establishment, man. Yeah. Anything that falls back on that, it's like, oh, that's my baseline
now. They don't even do drugs.
I can't trust the establishment.
Yeah. When I was explaining it to my wife, at the end, she looked at me and goes, so is it like a snow cone?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Like a snow cone.
No, they think it's more like a plate.
Well, some of them do.
But there's a dome.
Some of them think.
Oh, no.
There's a dome over the flat.
I have been researching this. Oh, my gosh. Some people think that it's like a plate, like Steve-O said, with a disc. Think of like a jello blob.
Yeah,
like a dome over it, right?
Kind of like that.
Yeah. So it'd be some like a snow cone.
And because of universal acceleration, which we will talk about.
Oh, no.
Some people think that the bottom has no end, so it's just goes on forever.
Oh. Yeah, so it's not a snow cone, because snow cone's got the little point, like you hold it.
I mean, I guess it could be.
Or is it just the snow cone itself, but without the handle?
The best thing is that they don't
like
even believe
an ice cream scoop?
That satellites are in the air.
Oh.
I'm telling you guys, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It is. They don't. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about it later. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Flat Earth.
Maybe, if our brains don't start hurting.
And if you subscribe to the Flat Earth Theory, you guys hit us up.
Please call us. Please.
Call us. Facebook
us.
We won't make fun of you. We just want to hear you. Okay, we'll probably make fun
of
you.
But because we mock what we don't understand.
It'll be snarky.
That's right.
You know?
It'll be snarky, but I mean,
you mock what you don't understand.
Look, here's the fact of the matter. We're Christians. We get made fun of all the time.
Right?
You know? So we can all just get made fun of together.
Yeah.
You guys know I love goats.
What?
Big fan of goats.
This is true. Yeah. This is quite true.
You know what? That was a bad transition.
Thank Another you. Screaming goat video is going viral.
Oh, no.
Can't wait to share it with you guys.
Ugh.
Also, another viral video to share is a guy with four daughters. He fainted when he found out he's having a son.
Oh.
How could you do this to me? We'll
Dude.
Share that with you later on in the show.
Welcome to the boy club.
Welcome to the world.
Having boys is the best.
We do have letters this morning.
Yes.
Get to some of those.
Oh, dude. Big day today.
Big day.
Big old day.
Big old day.
I got to color in this Magneto I drew yesterday. I've just been sitting here with my pink and my purple highlighters. just waiting, guys.
338-3700. Studio at star88.fm is the number, or the email. Excuse me.
Hey, buddy. The number is one, because we're number one.
In your hearts and in your minds.
It's the Morning Invasion. We'll be back.
on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
A Trumpless Republican candidate's debate.
The Texas teenager who avoided jail time in a drunk driving crash is back in the U.S.
The price of a 30-second Super Bowl ad, $5 million.
A wrongful death lawsuit against Caitlyn Jenner is being dropped.
Authorities in Paris arrested a man carrying two guns at Euro Disney.
Leonardo DiCaprio visits the Vatican.
The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading explosively.
Barbie will soon come in more shapes, sizes, and colors.
Facebook users around the world will be able to share live video on their iPhones.
137 Walmart stores across the country closing.
NATO confirms it has received a request from the U.S. to provide surveillance aircraft.
Federal Housing Administration says it will cut insurance rates on financing for affordable multifamily housing.
Suzuki is recalling more than 68,000 motorcycles.
The torch relay for this year's Olympics will include a stop at a refugee camp in Athens.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Thanks for being with us. We love you guys. 634.
High today of 59 degrees. We're going to see some sunshine today. Wear sunglasses, apply some sunscreen. UV level of 4. That's a moderate level today. The pollen levels for Friday will be increasing, but will still remain in the low range. Rise as a result of high temperatures and the low dew point. Happy Friday.
Man. Woo! Full forecast Friday!
That's some good stuff. Right.
Thanks,
there.
Steve Stucker.
I mean, you threw in some pollen levels.
I just, you know.
I don't care about that because I don't have allergies, but that's great.
That is good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Thank you.
338-3700.
Take that buck.
Take that
buck. Pass that buck.
Oh, man.
High today, going to be 47 degrees.
Yeah, look at that. No pollen count?
No, no pollen count.
Nothing! That guy.
He said he wasn't coming in today, right?
I don't think so.
We don't. The jury is out on whether or not he will appear. No, he said he couldn't because he had two closings today.
That's right.
Hey, I know at 8 o'clock we're going to be talking with a movie director.
Oh.
Daniel Lesko calling in from Sundance.
Ooh. From Sundance.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gotta put that down.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, that is legitimate.
Guys, I just found a story out of Florida.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's a Whiskey Tango Florida story.
Oh, yeah. Got a couple of thems today.
It involves Disney.
Got oh,
that's right.
Let's do this. Yes!
Disney.
Nope. Do you want me to do that one? Or
yeah,
you want me
let's
to
go
do news?
It.
Okay. Well, family is claiming that a boy bitten by a snake at Disney caused the grandmother's death.
She had a heart attack.
Suing Disney.
Oh, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Disney confirms the snake bite, but says allegations are a mischaracterization of the facts.
Is there a snake place at Disney now?
Animal Kingdom, man.
I haven't been in years, so
all right,
I don't
check know. It out. A well-known Orlando attorney said Thursday that he has been retained by a family who claims a snake bit their 8-year-old at Disney's Animal Kingdom, causing the boy's grandmother to go into cardiac arrest, which caused her death.
Wow.
This occurred in October 2014 at Disney's Animal Kingdom in Orlando, Florida. Morgan said he will file a formal lawsuit against Disney for the injuries sustained by the boy and the wrongful death of the woman. Morgan said the names of the family members are not being released at this time. This is what happens. According to Morgan, the family claims that the snake escaped at the park and entered an area reserved for the general public.
Did you say what kind of snake it was?
I'll get to that. The family said the snake fell from a tree and bit the boy, according to the lawyer. Disney confirmed to News 6 that the boy was bitten by a snake at the park, but that it was a wild, non-venomous snake, not part of the park's collection.
Doesn't matter.
Now, here's the thing. This thing is in Florida. You walk outside, there's a snake.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Teo, because I also have a Whiskey Tango Florida story of a 99-year-old woman who has a better heart than that grandma, apparently.
Yeah?
Did she get bit?
You know, have you ever seen these adorable little animals?
Koalas?
They're not koalas. They're called Kinkajou.
Love Kinkajous. I don't know.
You love them. They're like little furry.
Oh.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's a weird-looking rat thing.
It's a Kinkajou. An adorable animal, usually found in the rainforests of Central and South America.
Mm.
Or Florida.
Well, it somehow made its way into a Southwest Miami-Dade home. And not just that. Mm. Imagine this. You're 99 years old. You're a woman. A grandmother, maybe.
Oof.
Great-grandmother at this point. You're asleep.
Whoa. That's
probably a cat person because you feel something climb up onto your chest as you're taking a nap. You think, oh, kitty. Little warm kitty. Soft kitty.
You can never hold beans again.
Little ball of fur.
That's strange.
Just sleeping on your chest.
That is not how you pet a cat.
Sound asleep, you feel something, and you slowly wake up and realize, that's not my cat curled up on my chest.
That's not a cat at all.
No. The veterinarian said, I don't know what happened. I guess her first impression was it might be a cat, but when they both got a look at each other, they both freaked out, man!
Yeah?
The lady screamed, the Kinkajou screamed.
No, boy.
It climbed into the attic. She then called her daughter and a friend who were able to lure this mysterious creature out of the attic using a YouTube video.
Shout out to
Florida. A Kinkajou. They look like monkeys, but they're actually in the raccoon family.
They got big old ears, though.
Taken to the animal hospital in South Miami. Very peaceful animal, so it didn't try and bite her or anything like that. But she woke up. Congratulations, Florida. She survived. She did fine, man.
Good.
No heart attacks here.
I'm glad that you've put this poor woman who had a cardiac arrest and died, you know, you've put her down.
I'm helping the defense.
I'm
helping the defense.
So Disney says
the
prosecution
rests.
Going back to the actual story.
Okay, we're back at Disney.
This snake bit this boy. A Disney employee put a Band-Aid on his finger, and the family went back into the park to enjoy the rest of their day.
Well, you have to. You have to. He got bit. You have to just go on with the day and make the best of it. But then later on, that's when you need to sit down and think about, okay, how did the snake get into the park? And is there a possible lawsuit on our hands here?
Okay, this is Disney World. Yeah. Again, Disney World is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There are snakes everywhere.
Crocodiles, everywhere. Giant bugs.
Listen. We went to Florida for Christmas. I came home early to work so we could prepare this morning invasion. The next day, Dawn sent me a picture of the rail on the second floor of her dad's house, and there was a snake chilling on the rail. Her sister walked outside and put her hand on the rail to walk and put her hand on the snake.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about in Florida.
So
this just happened.
Happy Florida.
Silver foxes in Florida.
But this is the mystery, my friends. The Disney employee says she band-aided the kid's finger. Mm-hmm. The family went back into the park to enjoy their day. No big deal. The family says, shortly thereafter, the grandmother died from a heart attack resulting from the snake bite. Doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe she was really worried about her grandson?
I mean,
she never got bit, right? The grandma didn't get bit.
No, she didn't get bit. This is what doesn't add up. Did the family go back into the park to enjoy the rest of their day? Because they sure didn't care about the grandmother having a heart attack that day.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know what I want to know?
What?
What determines wrongful death? Because, I mean, all death kind of sucks, you know? Like, so...
That's true.
How do we determine wrongful death?
That's for the court system to decide.
What was the temperature that day? What was the temperature that day in Florida? What was the humidity in Florida like? That all factors in.
Wrongful death is a claim against a person who can be held liable for said death.
Mm.
Okay.
Making a Murderer season 2.
So,
Florida.
Yeah.
Temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking it up. Temperatures.
I bet you Disney and Disney World, they get sued all the time.
Yeah, they get sued all the time.
They cover it up. We never hear about it.
Yeah. Weather history for Orlando.
Here, take $20 million. Just be quiet.
Yeah, for real. That's exactly what they're like. Yeah.
That's why they charge so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking up the weather history. We're going to look up the typical temperatures in Florida. Okay. The average temperature in October 2014. 78 degrees.
With 90% humidity.
Nice. Yep.
Hey, guys, it's Full Forecast Friday. If you guys want me to read that, I can.
Did you want to read it?
No, I mean,
it?
You guys already did.
The dew point.
So if you just want to keep.
Actually, Dex, the average humidity was 74%.
Yeah, 74, 98.
basically the same.
Apples and bananas.
Seriously. I mean,
the dew point was 68 degrees. It was very humid. Mm. This is a fine climate for a snake to thrive in.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we've got to figure out why snakes are on this earth. We have got, this is the eternal mystery. It's like, okay, I get it. The Lord made everything and it was good, but there are snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly, they're put on this earth as part of the food chain. They eat certain animals.
You can't trust
certain rodents.
You can't trust the common food chain, my
friend.
They
eat people.
Yeah.
They tell us that we're on top of the food chain, but just like Dex said, snakes eat people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
all the time. There's someone in this world getting eaten by a snake right now.
Right now?
It happens all. It happens 24/7.
Please, no.
Every minute, somebody's getting eaten by a snake.
Oh, wow. Horrible way to go.
That's why you can't go outside. You need to just stay at home and just journal.
And that's why I have a rule in my life, and it's stay out of Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had it for years.
You're never going to go to Disney.
It's my wife's rule as well. So
there's Disneyland. I'm fine with
there
that.
There is Disneyland.
I don't need to go to Disney World. Because apparently you're not safe in Disney World. Things get into Disney World.
Man, oh man.
Next thing is going to get in is an alligator
it's probably
or a croc.
Like a Godzilla or something walking around.
Seriously.
I get it.
A great movie. Oh, wait, it's called Jurassic World. Never mind.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, more headlines?
Yeah, we got some. Some guy posted an X-ray of his baby on Reddit because his wife's wedding ring went missing earlier this week. Turned out the kid swallowed it.
What?
Yeah.
That'd be awful. Gotta wait and wait. I guess you don't have to wait very long if it's a baby.
A new study found overweight cats are more affectionate after they go on a diet.
What?
I gotta put Beans on a diet.
Okay.
Actually, is he a little overweight?
No, he's not overweight. He's very affectionate. I need to make him fatter.
Okay.
So he can't move around as much.
Yeah.
Guys, I got really bummed yesterday. I don't think I sent y'all the picture. I discovered that Beans... Probably Beans. We have two cats, so I guess it could have been Panda, but just judging from behavior,
yeah.
I think Beans chewed through our laptop charger cord.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's an older MacBook. It doesn't have the lightning port.
Yeah.
It's got that square one that they all used to have. I don't know if that thing's ever going to come back
that.
On.
Oh.
I think we might have just lost that computer. I just sent Dawn a picture of me holding that cord going, and all it said under it was Beans in all caps, and then possibly Panda.
Yeah.
That poor cat. I blame everything on that cat. ABC is unveiling new technology that will light up the three-point line during NBA games. They'll start using it tomorrow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
So the line will just go, whee!
Kind of like in the NFL with the first down marker, you know, they have the line, the yellow line. I wonder
that's
if that's going to be the same thing. Or is it, if you're at the game, will it actually light up when you're there at the game, or is it just on TV?
I will say, I think we've gotten spoiled because of television.
Spoiled!
You know, when I finish my story later about being at an NFL game,
possibly,
it's so much different. I mean, there's no commentary. Obviously, you get spoiled by that first down marker. So you're like, I don't know. What is it like? Second and four? Where do we look to see the down marker? Like, what do we... I don't know!
Yeah.
Mm. That'd be lovely if they actually started doing that in real life.
I like this.
Yeah. Coldplay announced some U.S. dates for the summer.
Yeah, not Albuquerque.
Well, of course.
I got a pre-sale, like, here's your unique code if you want to go to Texas or something.
If you want to go to see a show in
my
LA.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Seattle, Washington. Here's your code. Okay, I guess there was a poll, a national poll. Tom Hanks is America's favorite movie star.
I saw that.
I can get down with that. You know what I watched the other day? I don't know if you guys love this movie. It's my favorite Tom Hanks movie.
The Green Mile.
Big.
Nope.
Castaway.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Nope.
You've Got Mail.
Yes!
That's a good one.
You've Got Mail. So good.
You've Got Mail.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah. Wow, you took it way back.
Was it Turner and Hooch?
That was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
No, it was Joe versus the Volcano, my favorite Tom Hanks movie. It was on TV.
Better than Big. I mean, come on.
Big's a classic.
Big is so good.
Turner and Hooch is, too.
Toy Story 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so many good ones.
Wow, Tom Hanks really is the greatest.
Yeah.
Road to Perdition? I mean, that's a lighthearted comedy, am I right?
That's a good one. That'll make you feel good on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? Speaking of that, you got to be careful what movies you watch on a Saturday afternoon. Because Saturday afternoon is the ultimate state of limbo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's generally not a lot going on. Maybe you work in retail or some other...
I never thought of it that way.
Some
job.
Right. But if you're at home, if you have a 9-to-5 during the week, during the work week, and then you're at home on Saturdays, you got to be real careful Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because your emotional state... It's just suspended. You don't know what's going to happen. And if you stumble into the wrong movie, you can end up crying a lot.
Yeah.
And then it can ruin your Saturday night.
You're right.
You can have plans to go out with
TBS.
Friends. You really could. You could have plans to go out with friends, and then you watch Road to Perdition. You're like, oh, yeah, I've never seen this. It's edited for TV.
Yeah.
So I can watch this. It's fine, right? And next thing you know, you're like,
movie.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Yep.
Johnny Depp and Denzel Washington also scored high on this list.
Yeah, they should. Denzel Washington is an incredible dude.
I'm going to read this next one exactly how it's worded.
Oh, no.
Another e-cig blew up in someone's face, leaving this kid looking like an extra on The Walking Dead. Who is this kid?
I didn't really want to post anything else. I just wanted to give you the headline. All I really wanted to do was just copy and paste that headline.
Gosh, dude.
E-cigs. You guys, if you're, I want to say, if you've quit smoking cigarettes and you've transitioned into the e-cig, I say, good job. Good job. Good job.
Eh.
There's got to be a point, though, where you taper off of that e-cig and you just stop. You gotta slowly taper off.
A lot of people, when they get into e-cig territory, they forget what they started it for.
Right.
Because they're like, dude, oh, man, it smells like cotton candy everywhere I go.
You're just substituting one thing for the other. And before anybody goes, bro, don't judge me, bro. You don't know me. I smoked for more than a decade, and I had to just quit cold turkey.
Yeah, plus he knows you.
That was the only way
to do it. He follows you around when you're not looking. He knows your social security number. He knows your family. He knows where you live.
Yes.
He's watching you right now.
I do know you, bro.
So he can judge you.
I do know you, bro. Yeah.
They're definitely the number one benefit for somebody who doesn't ever smoke. If you work with somebody or you have a family member that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
I remember when Buck quit smoking cigarettes and he transitioned to the e-cig.
Oh, it smelled better in the room.
Oh, so nice. Because he'd always have to go and take a cigarette break.
Yeah.
Then he'd come back in smelling like Winston's. And it was, man.
Winston from New Girl?
Uh-huh.
Love Winston.
Me too.
He's the best one.
He's a great guy.
Oh, tickle foot. Came back and smelled like Winston from New Girl.
That's a good tickle.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of the Holy Land Experience Park in Orlando, Florida?
What?
Yep.
I've heard. Is this the one that has the big Noah's Ark?
Yes. No.
That's the Creation Museum.
That's
Creation Institute.
That's T-Rex ate bark. So anyway, in Orlando, the Holy Land Experience. Mm-hmm. This is a park.
This is real?
This is a theme park.
Okay.
It's like an Easter pageant on steroids forever.
Okay.
Seriously. And I guess they have a tax exempt status. And so every year they have to announce a free day. So if you guys are interested in going to the Holy Land Experience Park, it's February 24th.
What is that like on a free day? How
Entrance
many people
is
show?
Free.
Okay.
I don't know. But Dawn's sister Morgan had a friend that was, I guess, an exchange student
an
or something.
An Imagineer.
She was an exchange student.
She ran the Splash Mountain ride.
She was adopted. She got adopted into a pretty hardcore Christian family.
Okay.
And they used to make her go to this Holy Land Experience all the time.
Is it like a Christian Disneyland? Or
Yeah.
I think I saw something like this on 60 Minutes one time, and they were interviewing Jesus. And it was really, really cheesy. I was really disappointed.
It's like, come on, guys, Splash Mountain. All we do is baptize you. A little different than Disneyland Splash Mountain.
It's Trinity Broadcasting Network's theme park.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Makes a lot of sense now.
So, if you're not into all the costumes and all that, like super Easter pageant stuff, all the greeters have purple hair, so you could feel more comfortable.
Every 15 minutes, you get hit up for $1,000 more.
You go to
believe it. Just believe it. You can give us more. But I already paid for the admission. But this is the new admission. You can do it.
You walk over to get a soda, and they're like, now, my friend, you could have this small, or you could sow a seed, and you could reap a 10-pack of these smalls. Just call in now, my friend. That's all you got to do. Just call in now. Anyway, yeah, so they have tax-exempt status, and they are closed on Sundays and Mondays.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Gosh.
Does that mean that it's basically like, it's set up like a church?
I don't know.
Probably.
That's...
I never heard of this. Now I want to find out.
They have all these. They have the Wilderness Tabernacle, the Scriptorium, the Jerusalem Street Market.
Dude. Ooh. You know what's hilarious? And I'm serious. Because you look at this and you think of like, you know, some of the broadcasting. Not all of it, because, you know, there is some good broadcasting that comes on that station. But then you also have like the crazy stuff that most people mock, where it's like the televangelist, the crazy mm-hmm. preacher thing. And then you remember the stories from like the 80s of like fallen preacher type thing. Mm-hmm. What would be crazy is, you know, in Disneyland, all the little kid rides, it's usually like it starts off great, starts out whatever, some crazy twist and turn happens, but then all is restored at the end.
Right.
If every ride was like the I don't even want to say names. This fallen preacher ride, and
oh,
it's like
no.
starts off.
No.
No.
Good morning.
Embezzlement. Man.
Hey buddy.
Hey, Dex, you're absolutely right, man. I seen that on 60 Minutes. This is like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing that,
man.
And I was so kind of embarrassed.
I
in
wouldn't
a way.
Want
yeah,
that gig.
And I don't remember hardly anything but the part that you mentioned when they interviewed Jesus. It was like this God, you know. He was like this. Literally, he looked like he was like this, you know, this supermodel type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, but dude, all I can picture is scripture before every roller coaster or every ride. And then, like, you know that one at I've been to Disneyland when I was real little, but that one where you sit in that chair and you go through the Haunted Mansion or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be like, and they would show, like, the crucifixion.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Yeah,
they do.
They probably have that. Huh?
They do.
Oh, they do?
That would be nuts. The walk up, you know, and then...
No, I'm telling you guys, this is an Easter pageant on steroids that happens every single day.
On the 60 Minutes special, I remember it's a ton of plays.
Yeah.
So you have the crucifixion. You can go watch that. Watch probably Daniel and the Lion's Den.
You guys in charge of the rides and the shows.
I've already made up about 8 rides in my mind that I'm like,
right,
probably can't say that one.
I gotta go. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
I love that he calls in and talks and he's like, all right, bye. He
bye,
hangs up
peace
on
out.
Us every time.
We keep forgetting to tell him we're going to be in his city.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. Pool boy, we're going to be in Cruces, broadcasting live.
We'll tell you more about it coming up.
We're invading Cruces.
Yes.
Real
coming
life.
Up next, Steve-O is going to update us on his neighbors.
Oh, dude.
His neighbors. If you
like
missed this
neighbor,
yesterday.
Steve-O is there.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve-O, I think he completely failed. But we'll recap the story. He'll give us an update on how he handled his neighbors. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. It is Friday morning. 338-3700 if you'd like to call us. It is 706.
High today of 67 degrees in Las Cruces, New Mexico. 67, guys. Going to be a warm one today. Max UV index 5, so it's low. Going to need some slight sunscreen today, but
slight
it's all good.
Sunscreen?
Yeah, some slight, baby. 0% participation. You're looking at a beautiful day in Las Cruces,
Wait,
New Mexico.
Did you say participation? Did you mean precipitation?
Hey, you know what? We're not all Ronchetti, all right?
You failed the city.
Thank you, Arrow.
Bro, it was full court forecast Friday. I just... Las Cruces! Las Cruces!
Yeah, stay tuned, Las Cruces. We're invading your city soon.
We are very soon. Soon and very soon.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see Las Cruces.
We're invading your city.
Gotta love weathermen.
Dude, I'm telling you, we're just getting, honestly, for lack of a better analogy, we are getting absolutely puked on right now.
What?
That was Cantori.
That was your boy.
That was Cantori.
What? That was your boy right there.
Yep. That's
my
boy.
From that
Cantori.
Guy. That was
Dude,
just...
I'm telling you, we're just getting, honestly, for lack of a better analogy, we are getting absolutely puked on right now.
Thank
okay.
you.
Gosh. Thanks, Jim Cantori.
Do you hear the ferocity?
Yeah. I just feel like I failed now.
You can hear the storm in the background. He don't care. He's out there.
And he apologizes for his you know, just his candor. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, look, I'm in this right now. I got to give you the best description I can.
They call him Candori.
Oh, Candori, Candori.
It's very, his candor.
Candora the Explorer.
Oh, man. Let's go to traffic.
Here's your traffic update.
No accidents to report right now, but there is road construction all around this city. They are building things. They are expanding lanes.
I like it.
It's ridiculous. Mm. So pay attention to what you're doing and don't have an accident. That's your look at traffic.
Coming up at 8 a.m., Daniel Lesko.
Yes, dude.
Music.
He's at Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, my God.
He's kind of a big deal.
He is. Ominous right now.
Playing this music because yesterday, our boy Steve-O shared a story about his neighbor. And
I don't know if there was a neighbor.
Can you, in a nutshell, kind of recap the story, Steve-O?
Hanging out, watching a television show with my beautiful bride and my pup. The kids are asleep. The dog's just chill. He never barks. And all of a sudden, he bolts out the back door and is barking like a madman.
Boo!
I go to the window. Sliding glass door, to be exact. I look out, and there in the darkness, an ominous figure rises from my neighbor's backyard.
Whoa.
No lights on in my neighbor's house.
Weird.
No lights on in my backyard either. It's cray cray, yo. That's right, baby.
I hate that baby.
I do too so much. So the neighbor person, freaky tall man, rises, stares at me, walks into the house, closes the sliding glass door, all while still staring at me.
Weird.
Closes the blinds. I can still see his silhouette staring at me.
Through the blinds. Weird.
No lights turn on in the house. I watch the house for a solid 30 minutes, waiting to see like some activity, some movement, some lights.
Ah!
Some sign.
That's when you got screamed yesterday. It was so great.
No, it's coming. It hasn't hit yet.
Oh, no!
That's my update.
That's your update?
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
You didn't go.
No, that's not the update. You told me to, like,
no,
recap.
No, that's right.
A recap.
Recap.
That's
so
a recap.
Basically, what happened after that is I was upset with Steve-O.
He was upset.
He didn't call the cops. He didn't go over there to check.
It's like 10 o'clock at night. Why am I going to do that?
Okay, so you said 9 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, two cops, man.
No, 9, 10, come on.
You didn't go check on him.
No, I didn't.
We live in a city where there's home invasions every single day, like multiple home invasions.
Every morning there's an invasion in your ears, am I right? Morning invasion, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday.
Thanks, now that everybody has that connection.
So, everybody called in and said, Steve-O,
you gotta go check on your neighbors.
Yeah, you gotta
you totally.
Call.
You have failed this city.
Sorry, Arrow.
Arrow is so disappointed in you.
Arrow is so disappointed in you.
Dang it, Stephen Amell, I love you.
No, Arrow.
What?
That's not
you
just...
You have failed this city.
Dang. Right how there. Many ways can he say that to me?
A lot of different ways.
It hurts.
A
bunch.
You like, failed this city.
That's like the whole first season, man. There's at least 26 of those.
Boop. Wait, this is a different show.
So we told Steve-O he needs to go and check on his
neighbors. Yeah, dude.
When he gets home after the show yesterday, you need to go over there and you need to knock on the door and make sure everything's okay. So what happened?
All right, I'll tell you. We didn't go straight home yesterday. Teo and I went to Astro Zombies because the blizzard like wrecked our normal schedule, so we had to go get our comic books. So we went and got comic books, so I didn't go home right away, right? So I got comic books.
I was there. I witnessed that.
He did.
Okay.
I was like, all right, I got to go home. And then our boy Clay Schroff called, and he was like, hey, you going to come check out these cars? Because he sells cars. And I'm like, I need a car for my wife. And he's like, so I went and checked out cars.
So it was a long day
was there for
you.
Yeah, a long day. So I was still, you know, checked out cars. Then I got home, and was like, oh, these comic books aren't going to read themselves. Am I right?
That's true.
So I had to finish reading those comics.
This is not looking good.
It was Thursday, so our favorite wing joint has a cheap Thursday wing, so I was like, oh, we got to hit that up. We got to do that. You know, rocked that. The Bulls played the Lakers last night at 8:30. The Bulls were playing the Lakers. I'm a Bulls fan, so I was like, well, I got to watch the Bulls, even though the Lakers are terrible. We already know who's going to win. So I did that. It's Thursday. Legends of Tomorrow, right? It's a terrible show, but my kids kind of enjoy it, so we had to watch that.
I thought they couldn't watch it.
Let me guess, you're not at one.
Next thing you know,
there wasn't even there wasn't a time where you said, oh, I need to go over there and check on my neighbors.
At night.
No?
I thought you said your kids couldn't watch Legends of Tomorrow.
They can't, but, you know.
But they enjoy
just,
it?
You know, just really enjoy it.
It's an interesting problem there. Logically, that doesn't work.
You didn't go over there?
I forgot.
Oh, my goodness.
I completely forgot, man. I was just, you know, so busy living my life.
I am Googling murder, death, home invasions on the West Side.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I completely forgot, actually. I need to set reminders on my phone. Like, hey, be a good neighbor.
Crime news
to these people.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, I just...
Did you see any movement in the backyard? Was there anything going on?
However, speaking of homes, I called my good friend Evan Schuster.
Oh, jeez.
He helped me get this last house and asked him about, like, PMI. Mm. Because I'm like, dude, we still got to pay that. Like, I took care of that yesterday.
Okay, I'm done.
Did you guys know there was a six-minute brawl in Knob Hill over the weekend?
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It happened.
I failed my neighbors, guys. I forgot. I'm sorry.
You have failed this city.
Oliver Queen, I know I failed, guys.
I can't believe you just gave out his secret identity on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it comes out.
I mean, failure after failure with this guy.
I failed.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about this brawl in Knob Hill. What happened?
Apparently, guys, this happened... This was published yesterday, but over the past weekend, it looked like a scene that normally happens downtown with the party crowd.
Driving through this world.
But over the weekend, a six-minute brawl took place in the middle of Knob Hill.
Wow.
Hey, that doesn't happen very often.
That never happens.
Saturday night, a scuffle broke out against the side of a building in Knob Hill. Man, I guess it happened just... minutes after the bars in the area closed.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Closing time!
Huh.
My mama always told me nothing good happens after midnight.
No,
that's what
my dad told me. Mm-hmm.
After midnight, but when does it get good again? Because it's like nothing good happens after midnight. Well, that just means it's the next day,
when does it get good? 6 a.m., morning invasion.
Okay.
how do you not set yourself up for that stuff? How can you not even... That wasn't even in your brain. So I guess this group, they started off fighting against the building in Knob Hill. It broke out into the middle of Central Avenue. They started to block traffic. And you see a girl chase after two of the guys. It appears she takes a swing at one of them. She's thrown to the ground.
Oh, man.
Bystanders followed the crowd in the middle of the street, of course, recording on their cell phones, because that's how we act now. The fight continues for at least another 5 minutes. You hear sirens. And I guess now people are starting to question the visitability. And by that I mean whether or not to go visit the Knob Hill area. Because they're like, we're used to this stuff
downtown. Sunday
morning's
11:15 a.m.
And it's not just visitors. It's not just people who visit that are saying the atmosphere is changing. We're hoping that this doesn't escalate and continue down here. Knob Hill has always been a pretty calm place.
Yeah.
Says the owner of Chocolate Dude.
I love Knob Hill.
A guy named Kirk.
Yeah, he's a nice guy actually.
KRQE News 13 contacted the APD, and the department said it hasn't noticed an increase in problems with the bar scene in Knob Hill, and it's looking into the incident.
It's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
In Knob Hill.
Here's what's terrifying. Well, you hear this story, and people are obviously recording on their cell phones. I remember when they were filming Amazing Spider-Man 2 in New York City, they said they actually had to hire extras to react to explosions.
Yeah.
Because usually when they film, you know, oh, you get street scenes, and you get people reacting to... New Yorkers are just, like, walking by. People are, like, filming on their cell phones.
Oh,
nobody's,
man.
Like... Nobody's caring that there's a supervillain, like, blowing things up.
Yeah.
You think you could get normal... So they had to actually hire extras to react to bad situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude, so desensitized.
Telling you.
Good job, Knob Hill.
Put your phones down.
We call Knob Hill home!
We do.
Sundays at 11:15. Global Theater.
But then again, you think about it, too, and... Do you get involved when you see a big brawl happening? Do you jump in and get involved? Because... This day and age.
Yeah, oh, dude, let me rewind the tape 2 minutes. Creepy neighbor guy in my backyard.
Yeah.
My neighbor's backyard. Did not call the police or do anything because I was terrified.
You could have called the police.
I failed this.
Yeah, you very easily could have called the police.
Yeah,
242 cops, I know now.
And I'm sure somebody called the cops because they showed up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, guys.
And you know what? Even people, when they pull out their cell phone and they shoot a video of it, in a way, it's kind of good because then that's evidence.
Evidence? Well, and here's the thing. I think it depends on the situation. And obviously, you know, we had Clay Schroffen yesterday, who's like the man of men, who, you know, jumped out into the road with a shotgun shirtless in his PJs or whatever. Yeah, AK, whatever. Yeah. It was an AR. That's what it there was, an go. AR. It wasn't an AK.
Someone
he is not Al-Qaeda.
Has posted a photo of a snake on our Facebook.
So
let me listen. Let me read you this threatening message pointed at Dex. I've got a pet snake. She's awesome. I know that Dex loves snakes. I could bring her in sometime. That's a threat.
I'm down with that.
I think we need to call that lawyer that's working for that family down in Florida.
I tell you right now, if somebody ever brings a snake in here, I'll be gone and you won't see me for a while. I'll leave.
All right.
I'll run.
This snake is not derailing this Knob Hill fight conversation.
Yeah, it is.
No! Because here's the thing. If you see somebody getting into a brawl, there's different situations. If it's two morons who are drunk and they are fighting each other, do you get involved? No, man. You call the cops and you stay away from it.
No, you film it.
But if someone is a helpless, like, hey, I'm just walking down the road and I'm getting jumped here.
A kid's getting bullied.
Yeah. You step
in. A woman is getting...
dude, well, that period, the end.
Yeah.
Can I tell you where
this
whole...
Which is funny, because what if it's a woman hitting a dude? Beating the tar out of a guy.
We're back to our conversation.
Do you jump in on that situation?
I still don't know.
Yeah.
I've been struggling with that.
I feel like you call Holly home.
She's going to mace you, bro.
You call her. Hopefully she doesn't big time you like she's doing to Dex right now.
I know. Come on, Holly.
Just text
me back. Be on our show, Holly.
Please just text me back. Good morning.
Yo, sorry to bother you guys. Were you guys coming to Cruces or what?
Yep. We're invading Cruces.
Dude, we're invading Cruces, bro.
Yeah, I'm in and out of my truck all day, man.
Invading Cruces.
I do not podcast you. I do not have a smartphone, so I'm early.
Can we even say
the details? I think it's a done deal, right?
Have we announced it?
No, we haven't.
We can't.
Oh, you guys haven't?
We haven't.
Well, you know what? Keep me informed. Every time I call in, man, let me know if you guys already.
We can't give you the details yet. Friday, March. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
we'll
Friday,
tell you.
Friday, March, right?
Yeah,
give me a
keep,
day
keep
now.
Listening to your. Yeah. Keep listening and tell all your friends.
Beware the Ides of March.
We're going to be broadcasting live.
Beware the Ides of March.
What we should have said is, hey, hook us up with some local friends, local businesses. We need your peeps.
There you go. Knob Hill, not looking so safe anymore.
Hey,
no,
you know what?
No,
but that's why we're down there.
Contrary to the report. The police say there has not been an increase.
Okay.
Knob Hill is amazing. We're there every single weekend rocking worship at Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. And I love that area. We usually hang out around that area. Mm-hmm. I was just there yesterday.
You got to remember, my friend, this is the news. They sensationalize everything.
That's
coming
true.
Back, we're going to tell you a story about how your iPhone could kill you.
No. Oh, man.
Oh. Yeah, true story. Everything's sensationalized.
I don't
even have neighbors. That whole thing was made up.
He made all that up. That's just embellished.
No, you have neighbors.
I really do, and that really did happen.
No, he doesn't. He lives in the desert, man.
I can't believe you forgot.
I forgot, man.
You do need to check up on them.
I got a wife. I got three kids.
Tao,
I got bills to pay, bro.
You and I, we need to head over to the west side.
I'm down for that.
After the show.
Okay.
We'll tell Daniel.
Can we go?
Nope, you can't. You stay here.
Let's periscope.
Daniel needs you here.
Do you know what you have to do? You have to stand inside, and you have to stand right where you were the other night when you encountered this person. You have to just stand there and wait.
I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to periscope you guys meeting my neighbors for me.
Okay.
It'd be like that awkward introduction, like when you're in high school and you ran into a chick, but you didn't want to go talk to him, so you had your friend go talk to him.
Right.
And then inevitably your friend just ended up dating her because, well, they had more confidence than you.
You hear that?
So
we're going to get a date.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Pretty stoked.
That's cool. Date my neighbor.
We'll take care of it.
All
we'll
right.
take care of that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got a rumor about the iPhone 7.
Oh.
Do you want to hear it?
Oh, I want to hear it.
Or did you want to transition to something
else? I want
to
hear it.
You're the captain of this ship, man.
I want to hear
it. You know what I am? First mate.
If you want to do it, I'm all there.
Okay. Thanks, Cap.
I'm all there. Let me hear about it.
Current rumor has it that the iPhone 7 will be using a 2-camera system. This may sound like overkill, because it probably is, but there are actually a number of good, basic technical reasons that Apple might be going this route. First of all, with 2 images to draw on, the iPhone 7 will take better photos that more resemble professional quality snaps.
It's about time.
So all you professional photographers out there, here's more reasons for you to be upset.
Yeah, more reason to be furious at all the Instagrammers who are I'm a professional now.
I'm a casual professional photographer. I got an Instagram.
Here's the thing, though. If you're a Droid person, for years now, the Droid people have been laughing at us iPhoners because their Droids have been, the quality of camera that they have on their Droid is just the top of the game.
And it's awesome because every time they go to open that high-quality camera, they get a virus and their phone shuts. This would also improve overall image quality and low light, color fidelity, and could even possibly allow for optical zoom instead of digital zoom, which that actually would be nice to have an optical zoom. Because, you know, when you zoom in and then it's like, oh, Pixel City. And, of course, you could take 3D photos.
Love it. I'm all about it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm just, you know what? I think we're 2 years away from the hologram popping out on an app.
Oh, man. Oh my gosh.
You download a hologram app and boom, it's just the hologram is going to pop out of your phone.
Kenobi. You are my only hope. That's all I'm going to do with it.
I know.
It's going to be Princess Leia.
Boop. That's what's going to happen.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
Guys, see, look what my phone did. Right? No, right? I haven't used it for anything else. Just this.
I'm going to get a voicemail and it's going to go boom. A holo mail.
Oh.
And it's going to be Steve when he's going to be dressed, wearing that dress that he wears on the weekends. And he's going to be like, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my, I'm just kidding, Matt. It's Steve-O. Did you guys want to come over for dinner? Or? It's Taco Tuesday. I just let me know.
I will only wear the buns and the hood.
I'm waiting for the Iron Man technology. If you've seen Iron Man, you know what I'm talking
about.
Dude,
keep waiting. That's what these kids are going to be waiting for. Just like when we were kids, we were waiting for the Back to the Future technology. Yeah, we're like, man, can't wait. Hoverboards, flying cars.
Well, hold on. Hoverboards do exist.
No, they really do. No, they don't.
You can only use them on a certain magnetic plane. That's the problem.
No, that's not.
But they do exist.
No.
You can hover on a board, but you have to be in a special park.
That doesn't count.
That does not count.
That doesn't count.
The hoverboard were presented with only didn't work on water.
Hold on,
and for that, you
hold
need
on.
Power!
Hold on. We didn't get the whole thing on Back to the Future, too. They never really explained it. Maybe they put the magnetic stuff in the concrete, and that's how they could hover around. I don't know.
What magnets? How do they work?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't know the whole story.
All right, flat earther.
Touché.
Flat Earth, we got to talk about
Flat Earth Friday,
morning.
Man, coming up. Man.
Start calling you a flat earther.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly, that's real now. It's making a comeback, guys.
It's pretty awesome.
We're really going to be talking about that on like Theology Thursday one day, where it's like,
you realize that one of the oldest theories of like our world was the flat Earth, and that our Earth sat on top of a giant turtle.
What was it? 1492, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, they thought it was flat.
Gosh, you just sounded so smart.
But it still could be flat in that case, because he just went from, you know, across the Atlantic in between a couple land masses. He didn't get to the end of the world.
Talk to us.
Talk, Jimmy.
Dex, I got your back.
See, you know what I'm throwing down, right?
I know exactly what you're throwing down, man. It's geomagnetic stuff, I'm guessing. Like Tesla.
That is what is going to be in the future. That's what was in Back to the Future too.
That's right, guys.
If they could just line the skate park with it.
I'm just a guessing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know.
I'd be a happy man.
These two over here are like, oh, they haven't invented hoverboards yet. Yeah, they have.
I have to concede, because Don just texted and said, that's a really valid point Dex has. It could have been magnetized roads.
Thank you, Everett's clapping in the background.
She's smarter
than
me.
That's you.
I gotta give that.
You're clapping.
Wait,
Matt,
found myself
what are you
clapping.
Doing?
I don't know. I can't control my hands.
Thank you, Don. Good morning.
There is a non-magnetic hoverboard. It's kind of big.
Stop.
But it uses ducted fans, like drone fans.
Drone fans.
Yeah, because drones work out all the time.
I've seen that, actually. But you still have to like use a remote control to control your hoverboard.
Okay, real-life hoverboard.
I'll take a remote control hoverboard over no hoverboard.
I know, right? Two are complaining about our hoverboards don't exist. And
you give me the real thing, or you shut
they
up.
They do. They totally do.
They
have a good morning, guys.
You too, man.
Love you.
Man, the phones are blowing up. People are all upset.
We've been talking all morning about like real things, and then we go hoverboards, and then like the phone lines are jammed.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, man. Hey, Ron Paldy.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Man, you just knew that.
So, what's going to be in the future? A bunch of pink cars.
Get out of here.
Pink.
He
just hung up on it. Why, dude? I just drew a Magneto with pink Starmie. Is it a prophetic
Starmie?
Yeah, a prophetic doodle.
Starmie paper.
We have more news coming up. Also, I'm going to tell you why we must all root for the Carolina Panthers to win
the
Super Bowl.
I'm going to convince you.
Also, Flat Earth. What is it? We'll tell you.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
A Trumpless Republican candidate's debate.
The Texas teenager who avoided jail time in a drunk driving crash is back in the U.S.
The price of a 30-second Super Bowl ad, $5 million.
A wrongful death lawsuit against Caitlyn Jenner is being dropped.
Authorities in Paris arrested a man carrying two guns at Euro Disney.
Leonardo DiCaprio visits the Vatican.
The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading explosively.
Barbie will soon come in more shapes, sizes, and colors.
Facebook users around the world will be able to share live video on their iPhones.
137 Walmart stores across the country closing.
NATO confirms it has received a request from the U.S. to provide surveillance aircraft.
Federal Housing Administration says it will cut insurance rates on financing for affordable multifamily housing.
Suzuki is recalling more than 68,000 motorcycles.
The torch relay for this year's Olympics will include a stop at a refugee camp in Athens.
Good morning.
High today of 72 degrees. Looking at Paris, Texas right now. Hunting forecast is fair today. Expect only fair conditions for
Paris,
hunting.
Texas?
It's going to get a little worse tomorrow, but heading into the weekend, it's looking good for hunting right there in Paris, Texas. That's right. It's your full forecast Friday. Want to know where you're listening from? Would love to hear from you. Give your full forecast. Studio at star88.fm. Tell us the city, and I'll give you your full forecast right here on this Full Forecast Friday. Dex!
Wow. All right. Good morning, everybody.
That guy's great, am I right?
Yeah, he's
great.
Man,
he's so good.
So good.
Professional.
There really are hunting forecasts in Texas.
Yeah,
hunting everywhere across the South.
Hunting season, it's a big deal, especially up in my neck of the woods, Montana.
Shout out to Paris, Texas.
You know you need to talk to about hunting forecasts around here?
Huh.
Grandpa friend.
That's
true. He's my friend that lives on the other side of the San Diego.
Grandpa friend?
Grandpa friend, bro.
Mm-hmm. He's a bit long-winded, and he can kind of rabbit trail into weird stories, but he knows.
Yeah. Good.
He lives in a cabin on the other side of the Sandia Mountains.
Sure.
Like a weirdo.
I have a friend who also lives in a cabin on the other side of the Sandias. His name is Ricky. It's a big cabin. It's actually a castle, but, you know, he lives on the other side of the Sandias.
I don't believe you about
that. Is it a big, big house?
Serious. Huge.
Stop it.
Lots and lots of room.
Oh, gosh, you're falling into this deck, so you don't know Christian music enough. Don't do this.
Let's talk football!
Sports! It's time for Sports Mania!
You will not turn me.
You'll turn me. I don't care. Let's do it.
Why? We must all root for the Carolina Panthers to win the Super Bowl. That's right. The Carolina Panthers taking on the Denver Broncos.
What was the thing Chip told me not to say on the air anymore? All professional sports are fixed. That's what it was.
That is definitely what it was.
Mental note, not going to say that anymore.
Good job.
Amazing.
Way to do that.
I got you guys.
Oh, man, this is why. I'm going to try to convince you why we must all root for the Carolina Panthers to win the Super Bowl. This is why, right here.
Receptor, Tejin, le entrega, Messi, Stuart, se va a ir. Se va a ir por fuera, Tejin. Te vas a meter, Ted. Ole, con ole. Ole, con ole. Ole, con ole. Touchdown.
Cam Newton's touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown.
Does it get any better than that? Does it get any better than that?
That has nothing to do with the Panthers. That's literally just some Spanish announcer
guy.
No,
that is the Spanish announcing the Panthers football games.
Oh.
Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli!
Greg Olsen's touchdown versus Seattle.
I wish I knew anything he was saying.
I have the chills.
I don't know what he's saying.
I wish I had any clue.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
You're probably asking yourself, does it get any better? Yes, it does.
Oh, no.
Calgary! ¡Te vas a meter! ¡Te vas a meter! ¡Touchdown! ¡Touchdown! ¡Báilale! ¡Báilale!
I will be watching the football next weekend in Spanish.
It's not going to be nearly this exciting.
He just said hot potatoes.
Hot potatoes!
Man.
But I feel so like passionate. With a delivery like that, you could say literally anything and make it exciting.
And that's the danger, Dex.
Uh-huh.
That's the danger. The Panthers... I don't know his name. I don't know. But he announces every Panthers game.
Name?
I don't know his name. Francis? Francel? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Francel?
I think.
You make that one up?
I think that's what it was.
A little bit of a made-up name there, Francel.
But I will be watching the Panthers play next season. Every game now in Spanish.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Please come to our house for the Super Bowl, and we will watch it on ESPN Deportes.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
I don't think I'm having a Super Bowl party, because here's the deal. Most Super Bowl parties you go to, you've got... the dude's on the couch, right? And they're watching the game. And then the wives are like, hey, let's go crochet or whatever they do, right?
Crochet.
And so every year my wife goes, Steven, we are not going to another Super Bowl party.
Ooh. That's right.
Because I love football. And she always gets stuck. Like, yeah, wherever we go, it's like, okay, well, we're just going to watch the game because we're dudes. Oh, you're going to go look at... Cool, man.
All the
fun.
Ladies want to go do other things, but yeah. She wants to watch the game.
But she doesn't want to be, like, the only girl, you know? So she's usually, oh, okay. Mm. She's kind. So now it's like, no. If we go to a Super Bowl, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's on. Oof. I'm like, but there's free food man. And friends, and I always have a great time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I doubt it. But it's also, like, if we have a football party, I always get super stressed out. Because there's like we have to like screen you at the door, okay? If you don't care about football, that's okay. That's one thing. You can enjoy the other luxuries of our home. But if you don't care about football and you gripe and you want to do something else and you're So I gotta check you at the door for my bride because she has a passion for football.
Oh, good.
The football.
You know, we might come over. We might just do that. Leslie asked the other day, she's like, are we doing anything for the Super Bowl?
20 questions. It's an easy 20 questions. I'll have to screen you and your wife separately so that you don't try and give each other answers.
Okay.
Just to make sure that you guys are cool to hang out at our Super Bowl.
Are my kids going to have to be screened as well?
Oh, you kids can't go. Yeah, kids ruin everything. So, no kids at the Super Bowl party. Okay. I'm just kidding.
It's fine. They're old enough to stay home. That's fine.
No, are you guys still talking about Super Bowl?
Yeah, we're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We got traffic. And then Sabar Davis.
See what's up. Oh, we have an accident at Juan Tabo and Lomas. Juan Tabo and Lomas.
Holy cannoli!
Please do traffic like that.
Juan Tabo and Lomas! Accidente!
Accidente.
Receptor, Tejin, le entrega, Mrs. Stewart, se va a ir por fuera, Tejin.
Yeah.
Touchdown!
That's all the accidents I have to report right now. Mm. Typical morning time traffic, be nice. Careful. Holy cannoli. Traffico.
It's nice out there.
Albuquerque. Yes!
Holy cannoli.
Thank you. You can finally get college credit. For studying tacos. Now, this has been something that we've been working towards as a society for hundreds of years.
Going back to school.
And now it's finally happened, guys. Progress is before us. Evidence has surfaced. Mm. This class allows our students to explore the issues of immigration, inequality, workers, intercultural communication, and literacy through the prism of food.
Of tacos?
Yes. Professor Steven Alvarez told Vice. Alvarez is an assistant professor in the Writing, Rhetoric, and Digital Studies department at wherever this college is. Dex didn't tell me. My hope, at the very least, is to have my students build more connections with the community and help with public writing. Things like helping out small Mexican restaurants with menus and website design, if they would like.
I love that.
So there's actually a purpose.
Yeah.
It's not just taco class.
You just don't make tacos?
Mm-hmm. By the way. I've got a little nugget of truth for everybody out there. Taco cat is the same frontwards and backwards, spelled the same way.
Mm.
That's a good tickle. You'll get it.
Yeah.
The cast of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Celebrity Apprentice. I guess because he's taking over.
Yeah, he's taking over.
For Trump. They've been announced. So you got Layla Ali, Boy George, John Lovitz, Vince Neil, Snooki, former NFL running back Ricky Williams, and Carney Wilson.
Nice. Wow. That's a good little lineup.
Hold on to one more day.
Yeah. I watch Celebrity Apprentice. I like it.
Really?
I do. I do. Because you know what his favorite line is.
What?
You're fired.
Okay. Well done.
Totally different.
Nope.
That's what he's going to do. He's going to launch the, when they get kicked off the show, they get fired. They get launched them.
You're fired. Raising my hand. Can I say something right
sure.
now? I've never seen True Lies.
That's You're a James fired. Cameron film. That's by Jimmy Cam. Man.
Can I just say
How
that?
How could you have never seen that?
I'm like that movie guy that's like, I've seen every movie. Oh. And then there are those movies.
And True Lies is the one you didn't
I've
see?
I've never seen True
Such
Lies,
Such a great
guys.
Movie.
That's guys, like I've a James Cameron classic.
Yeah, I've never
Released
seen it.
Before Titanic, right?
Yeah.
Or was it after?
It was previous to
it
Titanic.
It was previous to Titanic. It was after Terminator 2.
Yeah.
It was right before his mega hit Titanic, and then what would become the world's highest grossing film of all time, Avatar.
Mm-hmm. I equate it to another Arnold Schwarzenegger film I have not seen. It's called Jingle All the Way.
You haven't seen Jingle All the Way?
You have failed this city.
Thank you, Arrow.
Guys, I just, you know.
Unbelievable.
After Terminator 2, it was one of the greatest action movies of all time. What am I supposed to do? Just continue to trust
yes!
Arnold that, like,
yes!
he's going to make gems?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone.
Okay.
Sorry. You can't name one movie that's not a gem.
I bet I could. Did you see Eraser, starring
one
Vanessa
of my favorite
Williams?
Movies? Oh. One of my favorite okay. movies.
Did you see The Sixth Day?
Oh, I saw that. That was good. That was like a prophetic movie.
No, it was terrible.
I felt like it was sound.
End of Days.
Another prophetic movie. Really
decent.
Good.
Yeah, he was in a lot of those like almost biblical.
You're filed.
Movies. Yeah,
you're filed.
That's from.
It sounds like he's almost got a speech impediment. You're filed.
Well.
Yeah, if you put a little more intimidation to it, then
he's
you
from
got
Austria.
You're
yeah.
fired.
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
You're fired.
You just ruined it. Is that the end of the movie? See, now I don't need to see it.
No, you don't.
I don't need to see it.
He could have been shooting Jamie Lee Curtis for all you know.
No, that's not true.
You never know. There could have been a twist.
Never seen True Lies.
Customs officers seize 16,000 counterfeit hoverboards in Chicago. So does that mean they just collected all the hoverboards that
are out
right
now? I
was
just about
to
say, that's all of them because they're not
genuine.
Quotation
hoverboard.
None of them.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced officers in Chicago seized 16,000 counterfeit hoverboards with unauthorized batteries and fake trademark logo.
Wow.
Do those work better? Do the counterfeit ones work better than the actual ones?
No, I feel like you can get a bigger plume out of them when they catch on fire.
Have you guys ever bought counterfeit anything, you know what I mean, where you thought, oh dude, but this is like a third of the price, I'm gonna get this instead of the real deal?
I haven't bought any, but I give people counterfeit money all the time.
Okay, that doesn't
I got a 3D
nope,
printer.
That's not
no
real.
That's what they're for. That's think not. About this, guys, listen to this. 3D printer business. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
You buy a 3D printer and then you just 3D print 3D printers for the rest of your life. Then you can print anything forever. It's like a genie in a bottle, baby.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? 3D printers forever.
The only thing that I can think that I've ever bought that was counterfeit was sunglasses. Because
oh, yeah.
They always have the
cheap Ray-Bans.
Cheap.
I broke mine, guys, and I tried taping them up, and they're still, I split them in half.
Yeah.
I put them in my back pocket like a dumb and then sat down.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's like, I'm going to keep these safe. I'm going to put them in my back pocket. And then I'm going to sit down on them because I'm a dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Snapped them in half.
Yes, you are.
And I'll never. But that's why you should, I guess, just buy the cheapies, because you're probably going to snap your cheapies in half just as quickly as the real deal. So.
Cheapy, cheapy!
And you spent a tenth of the cost.
That's not what you want, Steve.
I know.
Can I call you Steve? Mr. Stucker, can I call you Steve?
You can, but only when I do Full Forecast Friday.
Full Forecast Friday.
Yeah, not now. It's a okay. different persona. Okay.
Paul Kattner from both Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship has died at the age of 74.
Oh, are you serious?
He suffered a heart attack earlier in the week, and his body wasn't able to recover. He also had a heart attack last year.
I love how you're doing this story with your iPhone up to the...
What are you talking about?
Looking in your eyes, I see a pair of eyes, I
that I found is so good to be.
I don't
true.
Know this song, and you guys know every word.
It's because it's from Mannequin Man.
Some- oh, great movie.
Thank you.
What is happening?
Have you seen Mannequin?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Let them see we're crazy. What do they know?
Yep.
Put your hands around me, baby. Don't ever let go.
Tell him, Ned. Get him. Keep going.
Just fall apart.
Yep.
But we can make it if we're hot too hot.
There it is.
And we can build this thing together.
Okay, shut up. I gotta do the news. Be quiet. This
I know
is
that song.
Business.
Yeah, I know that song. All day, air day, guys.
Yeah, so he passed away.
Oh.
And that's sad news.
Wait, that's his song?
Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship.
Wow.
I put a montage together.
I figured you did, but I wanted to play that off my phone so the people knew I had it on my phone.
That was way better.
Don't you need somebody to love?
Cable guy.
Was he? Did you say
74?
74. We need to call Chaz, man.
Malibu?
Yeah. We need to call him because I mean,
all of his people are dying.
That's true.
Is what
Big
is
98.5? They're all like the classic hits. And
is that why the oldie station starts incorporating like
the youngins,
the young artists?
Yeah.
It's like, and here's another oldie from No Doubt. And here's that brand new oldie from Bieber. It's an oldie but a goodie. It came out 3 weeks ago. Here it is.
Amazing.
That's true. My news for right now.
That
you're welcome.
That is true. All right. We have to take a break. We have a guest joining us on the phone coming up after 8 o'clock. His name is Daniel Lusco.
Woo-hoo! Yes, dude.
He's a big deal in the movie industry.
Heck yeah. Teo and I actually got to go out to the premiere of his film in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Legit. Was that pretty cool?
It was cool, man. We got to meet some of the actors, and oddly enough, we were at the premiere hanging out, and Marilyn Manson walked up, because it's Hollywood.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
He had nothing to do with the movie.
Some guy mistook me for Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
I had to sign a bunch of autographs.
It was
like
great.
Him. Holy cow.
It was great, man. We just owned it.
We got into a bunch of after parties with that, though.
It was good.
It's like,
I was
what is
wingman.
This party for? And they were like, it's the after party.
It's the guy from Transformers.
We're like, what happened before? And we don't know. Nah, we didn't do that.
All right.
We don't do that. For clarity's sake, we didn't go to the after parties.
Daniel Lusco will be joining us next on The Morning Invasion.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, this is Dex from The Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asian?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion, adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
It's time for the morning invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Bring the saxophone.
My son Caleb, rocking the saxophone. His first year playing.
This is him?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding, it's not.
Oh.
This is the Epic Sax Guy. If you go on YouTube, you'll find 24 hours of this over and over and
oh,
over.
Oh, gosh.
On a YouTube video.
Punch me in the face.
Good morning, everyone. 8:05.
High today of 58 in Albuquerque. Rain Sunday evening will change to snow and accumulate a coating to 1 inch before ending Monday afternoon, so looking into the weekend ahead, we got some good sunshine for a while, slight chance of rain, which will turn into snow, as I mentioned, overnight, so stay clear of those roads if you're traveling overnight, but other than that, it's going to have a great weekend, low pollen count, so you shouldn't be sneezing too much, won't need to worry about those Kleenexes, and again, the UV rays are just at a 4. Doing great today on this full forecast Friday, all right, God bless you. Dex?
Thank you.
Hey, no props, man.
That's Steve. Steve?
I am trying to compose an email.
He's just hitting you with traffic. Hey, if I got to do a full weather report on Fridays.
I feel like your name is Steve when you do the weather.
All right, everybody.
Wait, that's his name anyway.
Yeah, that's actually my real name.
That's his real name.
Well,
man.
My real name's Steven, And that's what my mom calls me and my wife when she is mad.
You guys don't even know my real name. Weirdos.
Matthew?
Nope. Let's see. We got a little bit of traffic if you're going I-25 north around the Avenida Cesar Chavez exit. It's a little stacked up. I don't see any accident to report, but there is also road construction all around the city, and it is typical morning commute day, and it's Friday. So relax, have a good commute, and be careful. Thanks, Frankie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go to Hollywood and be quiet.
I don't even know.
That's your look at traffic.
I don't know.
Daniel Lesko will be joining us sometime.
Yeah.
Waiting for his call. He's at Sundance, the Sundance Festival.
Sundance.
That's where, you know, all these like movie people get together. They watch movies.
They do movie things.
And it's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
If you get to go to Sundance, if your movie, what is it, nominated? Is that what you say? Is it picked? How do they do that? What is
for Sundance?
Yeah, is it?
I feel like
picked,
this is
right?
why we're interviewing him
okay.
because
nice.
I have no idea.
Okay.
How Sundance works. I just know it's like fancy schmancy, and they showcase movies first, and then people go, "That's gonna win everything," and they get to watch a lot of good movies and like rub elbows with Robert Redford.
Just rubbing elbows and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So Daniel Lesko will be joining us. He did that movie, Persecuted.
Yeah, he did.
He's got a bunch of movies under his belt, right?
Yeah, he does. His first short.
Steve-O was in the first movie. Blah, 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 blah.
Were you really? You were in his first movie?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I was the antagonist. It was Thievery Conspiracy.
Did you have a speaking part?
Oh, of course I did.
You did?
Yeah, I got shot and killed.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
Really?
I was the bad guy. It was like an 8-minute movie. It was his first like
That's
short
amazing.
Film.
Where do I find the movie?
Oh, you don't.
No, please.
Oh, you don't.
Please, the cheesier
if
the better.
If our boss Chip is listening and he brings that thing to work, dude.
Chip,
it's
going to
turn
watch
into
this.
It's going to turn into Knob Hill real quick, bro.
It's got to be on IMDb, so I'll just look it up later.
I think I'm about to sing a song.
I may actually have it still
and
on
I think
DVD.
That song goes like this. I love everyone yeah. listening to our show. Thank you.
I still have my wardrobe from that film.
Really?
Dude.
You got shot?
I still have my shirt that's like bloodied and crazy.
Were you the villain?
How many... Teo?
Yeah.
How many times have I said I was the villain?
Just not listening,
I was the Sorry, I said antagonist. Hey, that's a big word.
Whenever
it's a big word that means villain.
So where did they shoot you at?
In the chest?
Whenever he starts talking about that movie he was in, I tune out.
What do they use for blood? Is it really like ketchup or is it like a syrup? Kind
no,
of?
Daniel's like a method type guy. You
so
know?
It's like real blood?
Yeah, he really shot me. I really died.
Oh, wow, he did. You got
like,
a hole right
dude,
there in your chest.
Yeah.
The no. scar is gnarly.
I don't know. They had like some makeup people there, and there was like blood packets. Hmm. There's blood.
Was it spurting out?
Well, I mean, I grabbed...
How did you die? Can you give me like the scene of how you died? Was it... Or was it a...
No, it was pretty quick, man.
Did you say a line after, you know, right before you died? Like, I'll be
back. No, because I won't be back because I got shot in the chest. I was dying.
I'll see you in...
No, it was really... It was. Do you have, like, intense music?
Holy cannoli!
Gotta set the scene. I wasn't necessarily a villain as so much as I was...
No, you already said antagonist. That's a villain.
I was the gray area guy.
Oh, gosh. Now he's changed his
We're
story.
We're pulling a heist, am I right?
Oh, heist.
You don't think about the consequences of your actions when you're that guy.
Are you guys robbing a bank?
You're setting the stage. You got it going. And I was the guy to set it all up. Guys, I got this.
Nah.
My partner, he wasn't so much, you know, I don't know, guys. And I'm going, we can do this.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can see it in
right?
your eyes. Are you doing the lines right now?
I am. So here's the setup.
Don't look at him.
We get there. We rob this joint. It's amazing. And we're about to break. We're breaking out. We're
For
going to Mexico.
For clarity's sake, he's telling a story. This did not actually happen. Steve-O did not
no,
rob
I was in
anything.
A film. I was
I'm
in
just
a film.
Saying,
talking,
you never
right,
know.
You're
this
right.
is his acting True debut story. In a Daniel Lesko film.
So I got the goods, man. And my partner, he didn't care about the goods. He cared about the girl. So he wanted the girl. And I said, fine, man, take the girl. I want the goods. Am I right? I grabbed them diamonds. I make for the exit. I'm running out. It's like super slow-mo. Yeah, I've done it. I made my I reach for the door. I open it up. And on the other side of the door,
Chuck Norris,
an officer was standing there with his weapon.
Damn.
And he's been hunting us the whole movie, right?
Whoa. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And then...
No.
Slow motion bullet? No way.
Chest explodes. And as I fall to the ground, I say, aw, snap, dude, I got shot.
No,
And then I died, just like that. Yeah. That was my delivery.
That was your line?
It was great, man.
Oh, dude.
It was good. That was good. It was my only line.
Was it a comedy?
Oh, dude, I got shot. And then I just died.
Was it a comedy?
Like Jabba the Hutt when he gets choked out. That was actually like my, you know.
That was your inspiration.
That was totally full on inspiration. I watched that scene 140 times so I could get like the.
That's how I feel. That's why when he talks about
have
this.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen enough of it.
I can't wait to watch it later. I can't wait.
That's not really my line.
Oh, snap, dude, I got shot.
No, dude!
What was your line?
Oh, no. Snap, dude, I got shot?
You're sitting there telling me how awful it was.
Not!
You're like, it was awful.
I said it was awesome.
I hope nobody ever sees it. You know, oh, no, please, Chip, don't bring that in.
That's because I don't want
to. What was your line? What was your line? How'd you die?
He probably can't say his line.
I don't think... No, it was because in that moment, it was like, dude, Daniel's like super... Whoa, let's, you know what I mean? So yeah. It was dramatic music, and it was build, and I get shot, and I die.
You know,
I don't have a line in that moment. I had a bunch of lines in the film,
was
but
was there
not,
a close-up on your face?
I mean...
Was there a...
There,
the
no.
Funny,
did you
guys
close, life, or were they you open? Just die.
Were they open
you
or
don't
closed?
Like...
If you really got shot, it's like Steve-O saying, you would probably either just die or... In some weird twist of fate, if you could speak after you got shot, you'd probably say something stupid like, oh, snap, I just got shot.
Tell my moms I loved her! Tell my moms I loved her!
How many moms did you have?
No moms, yo! It's like the bad guys, they always call them moms. Yo,
I've always wanted
moms,
to be the guy.
Yo.
I want to be the actor someday that just walks up to the dead guy and touches his eyelids and shuts them.
Weird.
Oh. That's
I
it?
Do that. Yeah,
like,
I
you don't
do want
to... You don't want to have any other scenes?
Nah,
like, you don't
want
to do anything?
Just that. Just, I want to close the eyes. Just close the eyes. That's all I want.
You're very serious. Yeah, it's good.
Guys,
man.
He is very serious.
You're like practicing.
Dead serious.
It's oh,
good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just close the eyes.
I've got a good news hero story.
Oh, please, Segus.
Can you
something.
Do Superman music? Thank you. Every once in a while, Justin Bieber does something that reminds us he's human.
I'm pretty sure I always thought he was human.
He's superhuman in my heart.
That's right. Never say never, Dex.
I'm a believer.
Never say never.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Wednesday night was one of those times it wasn't too late to say sorry because That's he good. Didn't even have to.
He was missing more than...
Justin and his posse were bar hopping when they saw an old woman in the street shouting. Justin walked her over to a bench on the sidewalk while his friends called the cops. She told police she just fell down, but witnesses say she was clipped by an SUV.
Oh my gosh!
They're Either probably way, trying to take out Bieber.
She seemed okay, refused medical attention. As Justin and his friends got in their car to leave, a paparazzi scumbag tried to talk to the woman, and Justin told him, "Hey, leave her alone." Mm. Hero.
Wait, well, that's
yeah, hero.
Okay, I'll give
hero to that woman.
Okay. Yeah,
she was about to get flogged by the paparazzi.
Let's face it, most people would not help out that lady.
Mm-mm.
We see it all the time, hidden cameras, 60 Minutes, 2020. They always do these specials on people not helping, and then the reporter jumps out of the bushes. Excuse me, sir, I was just wondering why you didn't want to help this poor person cross the street.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. I mean, think about it. Bieber's the quintessential millennial celebrity guy.
That's true.
You would think he would have just popped his cell phone out and been like, guys, I'm about to get 1 million likes on this video of that old lady in the street.
Mm-hmm. That's also true.
Mm. But he didn't. He said, hey, I'm going to go help this lady. You guys call the cops. Hey, get away from her. She's trying to chill out, bro.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
And then he said, it's too late for you to say sorry, paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
Buy my album. And he walked off.
You know, I've actually heard some good things about how Beeb is maturing. He's seeing a pastor. I can't remember the pastor's name.
Carl
but he's
Lentz.
Been, Carl Lentz. He's, yeah. been, he's been getting mentored by
He goes to the
Carl.
Same church as a good friend of ours.
Yeah, so that's he's good. I hope that...
allegedly a good dude.
I hope he's growing up because, man, being in his position at that age...
Right.
Who knows?
Oh, it's easy for us to judge from the outside going, yeah. Dude, what an idiot.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he made that human mistake like a normal human.
Here, let right. me text him. I'll ask him how he's feeling.
He's the worst.
Just text him, babes. He says he's feeling good.
We got to remember that. Because we all want God's love, his grace, his mercy, his compassion for our lives. But when it comes to anybody else's lives outside of ourselves, we can tend to be very selfish.
We want him to pay.
We want God's justice and his... Justice, maybe some wrath in there.
Throw out some of
maybe
wrath.
Some more justice. Did I mention justice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. It's really easy to be like, why isn't God being just with that other person? Hang on, I've got to go steal something.
Case in point, the guy who speeds by you on the freeway and he's going like 15 over and you're like, oh, where are the cops when I need them now? I hope that guy gets arrested for speeding. I'm going 7 over. Yeah. I'm staring at this, but this guy's like really speeding, bro.
Let's transition.
Who likes good news?
I do.
Good news, everyone. Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Yeah, we get it.
Good
news is,
oh my gosh.
A truck driver in Pennsylvania crashed his 18-wheeler during the blizzard last Friday.
Not sounding like good news.
No.
Ended up halfway down the side of a steep hill. And there's a photo going around of about a dozen people forming a human chain to get him out.
Awesome. I prefer the term centipede.
This is amazing. Human chain.
I saw the truck out in front of me pretty much finishing his wipeout, cutting off the entire two lanes of traffic and angling down over the cliff.
We're trying to help this driver. Diesel fuel everywhere. The truck's smoking. It's a dangerous scene. I didn't hear anyone come up with a plan. I just saw it happen.
It was just kind of like,
thanks, Kurt
Cameron. Everyone knew in that moment, we just got to reach him. Let's just join together. Let's lock into this and let's get this guy up. It was awesome.
To me, it looked like just this spontaneous, instinctive thing. Everyone just started hooking their arms together. I just knew I had to get a picture.
And then one guy yelled,
this is amazing. This is inspiring. When it comes down to it and someone is in a catastrophic, dangerous situation, but most people, I think their instinct is, I got to help.
You know, for a few minutes on a Friday night in very bad weather, in a terrible situation, they pulled together and they made a terrible situation a little bit better by helping someone out that was really in need.
The driver of the truck that crashed hasn't been identified, but an ambulance took him to the hospital and he survived.
That's awesome, man. That's pretty cool.
So far, we haven't seen any of the people who saved him come forward, but apparently no one else was injured.
Nice!
It's very nice. And that there is good news.
Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Yeah, earworm.
Better than Ezra.
Okay, I just found a list. You ready for this one? The strangest late-to-work excuses.
Oh, snap.
It's Friday.
Oh, man.
Some of you have used some of these excuses. Dex, give me some setup music.
I'm going to get you some setup.
Morning Invasion is an appropriate excuse because sometimes we're hilarious. And true. You know. You gotta hear the end of the bit.
Everyone's been late to work at one point or another, but a new report shows some are getting pretty creative with their explanations. Career Builder is out with its annual look at the most bizarre late-to-work excuses. The job search website asked more than 2,500 employers to share the most outrageous justifications they've received from late workers. So let's get into it, shall we? These aren't your run-of-the-mill traffic was bad answers. Some sound pretty dire, including, my hair caught on fire from the blow dryer. That was an excuse that was used.
Really happens.
It does happen. What about this one? I was detained by Homeland Security.
Well,
has that happened to you?
No.
Steve-O?
I can say TSA when I was trying to get on an airplane and my son was carrying water bombs.
That's right, remember.
That was your fault, though, because you wrote the wrong name.
They locked you in that room for like 8 hours.
That was all your fault.
Yeah,
what about this one? A Vaseline truck overturned on the highways and cars were slipping left and right. Am I right? That's a common.
What?
That happens a lot.
Happens.
I mean, they got to transport Vaseline some way.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah.
Stinking Vaseline truck.
Animals are often a key part of the wackiest excuses. Three of those made this list. I had to chase my cows back into the field.
Yes.
I feel like that could be applicable here in New Mexico.
Totally, and feasible. If a cow gets out in the field, man, they don't just walk right back in. You can't go, Bessie!
Mm-hmm.
Bessie! You gotta like, haul them in, man. You gotta herd them cattle.
You do. You have to herd the cattle.
Yeah.
I had to get on my horse and ride out there, John Wayne style.
Yeah.
Herding
I got
back
chickens,
in.
Man. I know what it's like.
Yeah, you know all about that.
I do.
What was the goat
that
for?
Was a chicken.
That was totally not a chicken.
A black bear entered my carport and decided to take a nap on the hood of my car.
Kind of like when the black bear came to Calvary campus
and
you guys
real,
were
though,
late
right?
doing
that
the
was,
show.
That was
we
real,
were
man.
Late. And, we were late.
You said a bear was here.
No, it's,
I was totally
it was
real.
Up a tree. ate Steve-O's homework.
It took 4 Trank darts to get that bear down, bro. That was a big bear.
It was a big old bear. It was pretty small, though. It was like Winnie the Pooh.
Have you ever seen a bear climb a tree?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that.
Did you see it run up a tree?
No. It ran around the building.
We saw the aftermath.
And came back around and climbed up
the
tree.
We didn't see
right
the happening.
No, we didn't see that.
The happening.
Anyways.
My lizard had to have emergency surgery.
That what?
Yeah, it's true. Old Spots. He got real sick, and they had, you know, he grew another tail. You know how when their tails get chopped off? Well, he accidentally grew.
That's a real excuse on the list?
He grew two, okay. And it was like, whoa, we don't want the other lizards thinking he's some kind of weirdo. So we had to go get emergency surgery to remove the second tail. It was a tall tail.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you think people make up really out there excuses because they feel like they have to? Like, hey, bro, yeah. I'm going to have to leave early today. Why? Well, because we only have one car and I have to pick up my kid at daycare. It's like, what? How dare you, parent?
What I have found is if they have to go into this really long story,
yeah,
that's when you know, okay.
Okay. Why don't you just tell me the truth? It'll be good.
Many moons ago, I worked with someone who would frequently shoot me a text or be late. And the excuses from this person were, they were ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how many people you could lose in your life. I mean, he would come in all the time and say somebody had died.
Lost me abuela again.
Oh,
for the fourth time. My grandma, it's Spanish, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that person in my life.
Mi abuela.
I've had that person in my life.
Well, you also have the people that just seem like they're not even really concerned with their job, and this is such an excuse. I thought of quitting today, but I decided not to. So it's like, you're welcome for coming in.
Ugh.
I wasn't going to, but then I thought, no, you know what? Job first. I need to think about the other people, so here I am. Sorry I'm late.
These are really ridiculous excuses.
What about this one? I had to finish watching My Name is Earl.
Well, yeah. Jason Lee is comic genius.
Oh, career Builder notes that while some schedules have been more flexible, more than 40% of employers have fired someone for being late.
Yeah.
Wow.
Setting aside the strangest excuses, traffic is the number one thing employees blame for being late at 53%, followed by oversleeping and bad weather.
I don't know why you just don't always use that. Traffic.
Yeah. We can't use that.
Well, yeah.
You know, we get here. You get here in the 3 o'clock hour. Yeah, we get here at 5, and still nobody's on the road.
I'm going to start using traffic every time.
Man,
I'm late.
Traffic was so bad. So all bad. Three cars out
it
on the road.
It was crazy, man. It was like there was a family, and I was like, "What are you guys doing awake?" And then they were like, "What?"
You know, I have to be honest. I can say I am on that list of people. In high school, I was that guy.
Tell us. Oh, I know this story.
You do.
Ooh, you got
this
a story?
This is a great story.
Oh, have a couple minutes.
Talk maybe. I think this is a big story.
I won't
this
say the name of the establishment, story. But it rhymes with Dion's.
Oh.
Okay. High school, making pizzas.
What?
When lo and behold... Naughty by Nature and Biggie Smalls are coming to town.
Oh.
I
this is great.
Frequent East Coast hip-hop establishments. Huge fan. But I had already been scheduled to work, and I'm like, bro, Naughty by Nature and Biggie, am I right? Biggie Smalls, dog! And they said, we're sorry, you're going to have to get your shift covered. Well, I'm that procrastinator that's like, it'll work itself out. But it didn't. Day of show, I'm still scheduled to work. And they know I want to go to this concert.
Oh, they know.
So this excuse can't be just like, hey, I'm not feeling well, because they'll know that I'm just going to see Biggie Smalls because it loves me some Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them and said, guys, you're never going to believe this. I broke my arm.
Yep.
I broke it, guys.
Oh, wow.
And so they would come up to him and they'd be like, it's too bad, man. You got to work. Guess you're going to have more money, more problems.
Okay. They didn't say that. I actually...
They'd say, hey, the sky's the limit on the amount of hours you can work today.
Wow. Got off.
You broke your arm?
Broke my arm, man!
Come
Never broken
on.
A bone in my body. So I call in with this dumb excuse. And children, this is the lesson that you should learn from this about lying and how stupid it is.
How are you going to pull that off?
That's what I'm not thinking about in that moment. And they said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm at the hospital, man.
Is it the hospital?
It's crazy. Yeah.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Okay, cool.
You have failed this city.
I know. So So I go to the Notorious B.I.G. in Naughty by Nature.
Had not the night I hate of your life, right?
He went, guys. I mean, he went to the show.
I was like, you know, they'll be Pete. And I was like, I'm down with this show.
He
I mean,
lied
I don't know
to
about
get
that.
Out of work.
I'm just a teenager.
That's right.
So, but I was all up in the hip hop array, and I was screaming hip hop array. Okay, that night. 2 days later, I get a call, and they're like, "Hey, man, you're scheduled to work. We understand the severity of your situation. Can you work?" And I'm thinking, I need money. I just spent it all on a concert. Yeah, I can work.
They fired you.
I can work, man, with my broken arm because it's broken. Because I broke my arm.
But you didn't.
So I did what any rational human being did when caught in a lie.
You confessed your sin.
No, dude. I went to Walgreens and I bought a bunch of gauze.
Oh, jeez.
Bunch of stuff. And I created a cast. This is real life. This is what happens when you're caught in a lie and you just start compounding everything like an idiot.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up. Totally. It was like, oh, I broke it. I totally broke it. But I'm not thinking about how I broke it, where I broke it. I got this weird slingy cast thing. And so I get to work and I'm there for all of like 20 minutes. And then there's this thing that the Holy Spirit puts upon you. It's called conviction. And I went to my manager and I said, hey, man, I got to be honest. And I started unwrapping the gauze. And I said, I didn't break my arm. I wanted to be honest because this is hindering me and I'm totally lying right now. But it's funny, right? And he was like, oh man, that sucks. And I said, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I told the truth now. So, right? No harm, no foul. High five. Cause I can, my arm's not broken. Oh. And he said, totally you can. Also, you're fired.
Yep.
Good.
Lost
Steve-O got my fired.
Job.
You deserve to lose your job.
16-year-old me still laughs and cries and
here's
walks
the thing,
out
though.
It's not funny.
That's why, kids, you don't lie.
Yeah,
to get out
because
of work.
There's consequences to your actions,
always
bro.
Always consequences.
Just be
to your
honest.
Actions.
If you're going to be late, yeah.
Always consequences to your actions. Remember that, kids. You decide I'm going to. It's just a little lie.
Yeah.
It's just a little. No, it's not just a little lie. Because
it's a
what
big
happens
old lie.
Is you get. Maybe you get away with it that one time.
Mm-hmm.
What about the next time?
That's why you have this list of extravagant lies for people calling into work.
It's true.
Because you just can't say your grandma died again because she's not dead. And then what happens when she really dies?
Right.
Oh, the worst.
I'm starting to figure out why the three of us have a morning show. Because,
because we are the worst of humanity.
We have failed many, many times. We have stories for days.
God is so good that,
yeah.
I got you.
We have a lot of life lessons.
Yeah, we can teach you, children.
Mm-hmm.
We can teach you. Just be honest. Honesty pays. Literally, I would have still had a job, but I wouldn't have seen Notorious B.I.G. So, boom! I got to see him before he died!
No, wasn't worth it.
Joke's on you, Dion's! No, it really isn't.
Nah.
I'm still sad.
Consequences, he lost his job.
I really did lose my job. It was
so
the worst.
Don't go out lying about work.
Nope.
Cried myself to sleep on my futon.
Yeah. That's sad.
338-3700. When we come back, maybe Daniel Lesko, maybe?
Yeah, sure. We'll see.
Some letters to get to.
Yeah.
Steve-O also wants to talk about tipping. Something happened with
oh,
the
I got a story, bro. I've got a story.
He always has a story.
Always.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
A Trumpless Republican candidate's debate.
The Texas teenager who avoided jail time in a drunk driving crash is back in the U.S.
The price of a 30-second Super Bowl ad, $5 million.
A wrongful death lawsuit against Caitlyn Jenner is being dropped.
Authorities in Paris arrested a man carrying two guns at Euro Disney.
Leonardo DiCaprio visits the Vatican.
The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading explosively.
Barbie will soon come in more shapes, sizes, and colors.
Facebook users around the world will be able to share live video on their iPhones.
137 Walmart stores across the country closing.
NATO confirms it has received a request from the U.S. to provide surveillance aircraft.
Federal Housing Administration says it will cut insurance rates on financing for affordable multifamily housing.
Suzuki is recalling more than 68,000 motorcycles.
The torch relay for this year's Olympics will include a stop at a refugee camp in Athens.
Good morning. Hello, Mom. I know you're listening. Love you. Love ya. 840.
High today of 59 degrees. Partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-50s. Lower 60s possibly tonight. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. That's your full forecast Friday. Dex.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, no probs, my friend.
I wonder what the weather's like up at the Sundance Film Festival. Maybe our good friend Daniel Lesko can tell us.
It's clear skies. It's a beautiful day here in Park City, guys.
Daniel, did I get the part of Weatherman in your next movie? Please! Just let me be in one of your movies!
Let's do it. We'll work it out. Well, it's the perfect time to ask me because I'm actually up at Sundance. Working on the deal for the next film right now, so things are going pretty good. You're in the right. It's all about being in the right place at the right time.
That's and good I feel like, you know. Earlier we were talking about thievery conspiracy, and it was a good memory.
Yeah, he was.
What was your greatest memory of working with us on thievery conspiracy?
Getting shot.
Hey, Daniel, can you find that online?
I still have it on DVD.
I just want to Google it after the show and watch it. Can I do that?
No, I buried those with the other skeletons.
Yeah, you did it. They're out there. I know they are.
I have it on DVD.
Hey, I buried skeletons, too. It was different.
I'm asking Chip after the show.
I seriously still have my wardrobe. Don't tell the director, but I stole the wardrobe. So, yeah, I still have it.
Yeah. We've had a fun time out here at Sundance. I just finished the panel yesterday. Pretty surprising. It's a panel on faith-based movies at Sundance, and which seems kind of an oxymoron.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I had to follow up Christopher Nolan, who is the panel right before us.
So
I don't know how you follow that act, but we had a fun time, and they asked some great questions. You know, like one of the best questions I thought, and I'll ask it to you, is it good to label a movie faith-based, or is it better to not label it as faith-based? I thought that was a great question because there's so many good movies coming out, and there's few, if not almost none, at Sundance. You know, and that's a good question. Why are there no good faith based movies at Sundance?
Dude, I think I don't want to say the right answer because there's many different opinions, but I would almost say you do it a disservice, right? Because the audience you're reaching for possibly with a faith based film is to show someone the gospel, point somebody to Jesus. And if you label it faith-based, chances are mostly only Christians are going to go to your film. Because it's going to get a stigma that, this is for Christians, I'm going to skip it. But, man, film is for everyone, and you want the largest audience possible, right?
I think that's true, and I think some of the answers from the leaders in the faith industry answered that way. And my perspective is it depends on the movie. I think sometimes you want to reach, if you're making a movie like War Room, you want to reach the church. But if you're making a movie like Narnia, maybe it transcends those boundaries a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. No, I think you're right.
Agreed.
That's good. So what is it like there? I mean, are you just meeting as many people as you can? Are you, it's kind of, you're networking right
now. Coffee with Robert Redford,
you know. Robert Redford and I, we're just hanging out.
Just
I'm actually only here for 2 days, so I've got meeting after meeting about my movie, which is a new psychological drama called Quandary, which I believe transcends those boundaries a little bit. And we're doing financing meetings, meeting with Netflix, meeting. There's a lot of deals happening. The biggest movie that everyone's talking about here is not a faith-based movie, but it's called Birth of a Nation.
Yes.
It just sold for $17.2 million.
Wow.
I think it set a record
to Netflix,
for movies.
Right?
So there are some big deals going on here. The ones that everyone's talking about, Manchester by the Sea is trending right now. Of course, Netflix and Amazon are competing for kind of the highest level of sales. So those are the two highest bidders for movies. Mm-hmm. But this is Sundance is where deals are made, and there were over 12,000 submissions for Sundance Film Festival this past year, and only about 100 of those make the cut. And of those 100, maybe only about 10 of them get distribution deals. So it's a high level of competition.
Man,
that's great that you're there. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is it encouraging to know that there's services like Netflix and Amazon and I guess even Hulu or whatever that are kind of out there now, so it's not like you're playing a game with all the majors? You've got like these other studios coming in that are becoming majors, but does it kind of open the ball field up a little bit?
It does and it doesn't. Really, Netflix has become like a gargantuan that is consuming the other studios.
Gotcha.
And they have tremendous buying power, so that is a great thing. I think you make a great point. And they are funding movies, and they are funding series, and they are raising the bar in terms of quality. But some people are not excited about that because they are set on a day and what's called a day and date release, where you release on Netflix the same day you do as theaters. Mm. And for filmmakers, you really want your theatrical presentation to be special.
Right.
People like Christopher Nolan would like their movie to be in theaters, or Quentin Tarantino, those type of guys. So it's a special, unique experience. And people like Netflix, you know, it's kind of like a standard bearer. Everything comes out at the same time.
Yeah.
So some people, you know, for the consumer, I think that could be a good thing. For a filmmaker, it depends on who you are.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
Well, right on. Thanks for sharing your time at the Sundance Film Festival. It sounds like good things are happening.
Don't let him go just yet. Okay. I need to lock in my deal for a guy who gets shot in Quandary. That's all. I mean, you know, I was pretty good at getting shot. I will say,
I haven't seen that yet.
Unless you have like seal the deal sauna scene, because I feel like I nailed that pretty good as well. You know, so you know, I just
I will commit here. You will have a part in Quandary.
Oh!
How about that?
I love it.
I'm gonna send you some of my...
Me and this guy go way back.
I'm going to send you some of my footage.
Just send me the right paperwork.
There you go.
Okay. I want to be an extra, too.
I'll have my people call your people, except I don't have people. So I'll just text you later. Is that cool?
I want to be the guy that shoots Steve-O. Do you want to be the guy that shoots Steve-O?
Everybody wants to be that guy. That is a sought-after role, my friend.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
Dude.
It's
love
so
you,
good
man.
Talking with you guys. Thanks for having me on
the show. Of
course,
anytime,
and,
buddy.
Really, really love what you guys are doing.
Thanks, man.
Love you.
All right. See you, buddy.
Okay.
He's a rad.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Dude, out in Sundance. Seriously, an incredible.
Cool.
It's what's amazing is Daniel and I have been friends for so many years, and that guy's always just had that eye. You know what I mean? Where it's like, dude, I got to admit this, and I see it this way, and I remember. Seriously, we were making this little bitty independent, nothing film, you know, it's like a 15-minute short, but
those are the best.
He took it to anybody out there who wants to get into the industry, and I don't care what industry you're in, whether it's film or radio or what, no matter where you're at, he treated that little 15-minute independent film as if it was going to be a major Oscar-winning blockbuster film. He took it seriously. It wasn't like, oh, this is just like hopefully a step in the right direction. He had passion, he had excitement, and he poured everything into that. You know what I mean? And it was like, and I remember there were people like on set who would be like, oh my gosh, why is he taking this so seriously? Like it's you know nothing's really gonna come, you know, blah blah blah. But because of that, because of his passion, his excitement, his dedication to his craft, his hard work paid off, man. I mean, we were at his film premiere in L.A. You know, a couple, and it was like, wow, this is happening,
it's blowing up. He's made it to the big deal.
Yeah, like this is great. So
you know, I bet you, you know, someday we'll get to talk to Daniel a little bit longer because he's pretty busy at
Sundance.
But I'm sure he. If we asked him how many times he fell on his face, he probably could sit there for an hour telling us how many times he.
He's not a gymnast.
But you know what? He got back up one more time than he
fell
down.
That's right.
So that's the important thing.
He got back up, and that is life.
Yeah.
If you are going to think that you're just going to automatically get into whatever your dream is, it doesn't happen that way.
Unless you're Justin Bieber.
You got to constantly make videos and send them out to your subscribers. You know, you got to practice that stuff. You got to be like, hey, guys, sorry. Haven't made a video in a while. I've been real busy. There was a Vaseline truck on the way to work. Cars were slipping left to right.
Yep.
Bear sat on my car or something like that. But anyway, I'm going to be better about making videos. Thanks for subscribing. Yep. Just click right over here if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Blue Steel Face.
Landon, you're going places, son. You're going
your
places.
Your kid is a genius.
He is. He's 10 years old, and you know he's already fell on his face how many times? He almost broke his neck on the couch the other day.
But he's faithful to his craft.
That's good stuff. That's good
faithful
stuff.
Faithful in the
man.
Little things. Mm-hmm. God will give you more, man.
Amen.
So continue to work hard. Bust it, yo. Bust it, dog.
We'll get to some more news here in a second, but I want to talk about this viral video.
Yeah.
Dale, if you want to post this to the page, you can.
We went from Sundance to viral goat video. Mm-hmm. How does that happen?
Sundance to goat dance. It makes sense.
It's called the Morning Invasion.
Mm.
That's why. Yeah. As you know, I love goats.
There's the proof.
Big goat fan.
Again?
He really is, guys.
And not that I wish this really want to own a goat. I just really like goat videos.
No, it's happening. I'm going to get you a goat.
They are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the latest viral goat video.
you and your goat videos, man.
There's a goat.
Weirdo.
In a cage. And a woman is trying to feed this goat and just can't stop laughing, and I don't blame her. That's the goat. And he's sticking his tongue out. Man, what is wrong with that goat? I mean, what is happening? That's just hilarious. I mean, all I can picture is...
Did you make this? You are the king of everything!
Did you make
Gosh,
that?
It took me years
put
to get to this place.
Internet.
I don't know how many times I failed and fell on my face over the years, but that is what I have turned into.
Dedication to your craft, guys. And one day, you will be able to put Green Acres to goat
I mean, I was watching the video this morning. All I could think of is the Green Acres theme song. It's just...
Good gracious!
Thank you.
You just made my whole day.
Yeah, we should probably stop the show now.
We're out. Good luck with the rest of your day. Have a great weekend.
That was unreal.
Goat video.
Ending on a high note.
Don't make me go after that.
Hey, it's all you now.
Jerk.
News.
Dex just made up something awesome. Have a good weekend. Good
incredible.
Grief. That was really cool.
Appreciate
nicely
that.
Nicely done. Nicely done, buddy.
Okay, so Steve-O posted this news the other day. We never talked about it. Steve-O, what is Steam?
Steam?
Yes.
Online streaming video game service.
That's what broke
my
computer. That's what happened.
Okay.
I think, right? That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Steam is an online streaming service for video.
I guess you get all these different online games you can play.
Okay, so 100 Atari games are coming to Steam in a new collection. I mean, you got Asteroids, Centipede, Missile Command, Tempest, Warlords,
Galaga?
And more.
Oh.
I can assume.
Okay.
But you know what they say about assuming. That's why you shouldn't do it.
You know, my wife bought me for Christmas a couple years back, you know.
Yes, I do.
At the grocery store, they were selling the... It was the old school Ataris, but they were new. You know, they just looked old school. And it had the little plug-in that you plug into your TV, and it had 100 of the Atari games. And I was so excited. I plugged that thing in. I'm sorry, but those games are terrible now.
Whoa!
They're not fun.
Come on now.
They're not fun at all.
You need to get on out.
Hey, I dare you to buy one and hook it up and try it.
I dare you to buy me one.
Yeah, there you go.
How about them?
You can have mine. How about that?
Okay. According to reports, a man in Chicago successfully kept an alligator in his basement for 20 years.
You don't have audio for that?
No.
Well, play that thing.
Music? You want me to play music?
It looked like you were about to play audio.
Yeah, it looked like it was about to be like, ah!
We're off our game, guys, so you know. It's
okay. Just,
man, misstep.
According to reports, he let the gator out in the yard frequently, and yet neighbors still didn't notice the alligator in the backyard. We wonder if the alligator felt content with his life.
That's what I'm thinking. Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was the basement like? Was
Maybe
there a lot of room?
Maybe he was deeply lonely and resentful of this man named Charles.
Mm.
The Elaborate Secret Life of Charles Price is a new movie debuting on Netflix. It's at Sundance right now. Just kidding. His alligator sidekick was only brought to light earlier this month by an appliance repairman working in the basement who sensed faint sounds and movement.
I think of Sloth from the Goonies.
What? That sounds like Grover. No, that's totally
different. Wait, I got it. That's Sloth from Goonies. Here it is.
One cookie.
Nope, that was
cookie.
That was the count.
That's Count Chocula.
I am Sloth.
You sounded like a weird mix between Grover and Scooby-Doo there, Dex. That was the worst. Nope, still not. Nope, not any
Chunk.
Better.
So okay. Imagine... That sounded pretty good.
Hey,
speaking of movies, I've never seen Goonies.
I'm going to hit you.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's
don't
listen.
Punch you.
Listen, guys. You imagine you're a repairman.
So lucky.
You've been invited over.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get money for this job.
Yeah,
you're down in the basement. You start sensing that something else is in there with you.
Okay.
You and that baby.
I didn't have an alligator noise.
He located the covered container the alligator was kept in, removed the cover, much to his own shock and awe.
It was in a container?
He immediately took pictures, alerted Lansing Police Department's animal control.
That's awful. Mm-hmm.
Poor thing. I love how the first thing he did was snap some photos.
Dude, we live in a YouTube culture.
Gotta have the proof.
Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding.
Pics or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's a common phrase among the street youths.
Pics or it didn't happen.
It's true. Ask any street youth. Ask a normal youth.
Ask any street youth.
That's what they're going to say. They're going to say pics or it didn't happen.
I'm texting Aladdin right now.
What's that? Street rat. The Lansing Police Chief Dennis Murren Jr. said in his 25 years of work, he's never seen anything like this. Quarter century of work. Alligator in the basement. Nobody knew about it.
I'm glad that alligator got rescued.
I am too. And finally, this could be a cool thing. We got to go to break, but there's a new amp app that launched this week, which promises to drive a gas truck to you in order to fill up your car.
No way!
Wherever you are.
Yeah, but how much is that going to cost you? Too much.
The app is called WeFuel. It works by installing a device inside your car that simultaneously tracks your location and your gas levels.
That's amazing. If you run out of gas, boom.
Yeah, but you know what you could do? I don't know. Not run out of gas?
Happens all the time, though, man.
When's the last time you ran out of gas?
You know what? I don't run out of gas.
I can't recount
the
last time
we ran out of gas. Because I forget to fill up the tank for her.
The last time we did it wasn't my fault. And so I can't talk about it.
Ah.
When you get low, a gas truck will drive to your location and top you off because this thing is tracking you.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Who made this app up? Is this an ISIS thing?
Gas company? I don't know.
What if you had a terrorist organization that made this up? And they were like, yeah, just put this device on your car.
We can track you wherever.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says they need that for coffee. Refuel you in other ways. Wherever you're at.
Okay, the service costs like $7.50 per delivery.
Oh, my
plus
gosh.
Whatever the gas is.
$750?
No, $7.50.
Okay.
That's not bad at all.
That's a big difference.
$750?
What the heck?
To fill you up with gas?
I can't help it that you guys are Richie Riches.
The travesty. Speaking of Richies, coming up, I got to talk about a local business. Without naming the names.
Yep.
I need some advice, guys.
Also,
okay. Swindled.
Flat Earth. We will get to it.
Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
House of Heroes, the worst kind of gods.
They really are.
Playing February 11th.
Yep.
They're back together.
Back for the party.
I'm so excited.
Our very own Matteo. He plays bass for House of Heroes. You didn't know that?
Touring bass player.
It's a big deal.
Inviting you.
Man, that is one of my favorite live shows.
Really?
It's yes. Fun.
You guys have pyro?
No. Yeah, dude. We got pyro. We got like floating drum kit, yes. Hoverboards. I'll Everybody gets a new car.
It's not like that. It's actual incredible musicianship. I love, like, the harmonies coming from Colin, their drummer. He's a dreamy guy.
Yep.
Credible drummer. Rocking them harmonies on the kit. Fantastic musicians all around.
Yeah, all next week, we're hooking you guys up. We're hooking you guys up. You want to get into the House of Heroes show? You want to go?
Yeah.
We got your back.
Yep.
And then Mateo's going to leave us for how long?
A week.
Just a week. That's
it's
not
just a week.
I mean,
I don't know why I thought it was a couple weeks.
It's a week.
I'm glad it's just a week.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be you and me. And
just
all other people.
You and him.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Beady.
Let's do traffic.
Okay.
Just trying to think. What do we have to do?
Make the sound make happen.
We have to do this.
Here's your traffic update.
I'm scanning around for accidentes. No accidents to report, but there is a lot of road construction going on. There's a water main break a little south of the city down towards Coors Boulevard and Rio Bravo Boulevard. I don't know why they haven't cleaned that up yet, but apparently it's a big deal. So watch out. Everything's looking green right now. Green means go, but go carefully. That should look at traffic.
It is 9/11.
High today of 58 degrees. Sunshine for most part of the day. It's going to get a little colder tonight. Rain coming through the weekend, which will change to snow and accumulate to a coating of about 1 inch before ending Monday afternoon.
Hey-oh!
Thank you, Steve.
No, that's your full forecast.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Steve.
Hey, I want to know where you're listening from. If you want me to do your full forecast Friday, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't care what city you're in, bro.
That's cool.
Studio at star88.fm.
Steve-O. Best stories for days.
I do.
He has another story.
Yes.
Guys, it's called journaling.
Journaling.
I take it with me everywhere I go, and when things happen, I go, morning show.
Good.
I have one of those things, but I use my phone.
Nice.
What are those?
It's like an app you can download, and it's kind of like a diary.
Love it.
I prefer to write in cursive. I can still do that. Thanks, APS.
Prefer to write in cursive.
I got a problem, guys. I got a problem. I got issues. I got trubs.
What's that?
All right. So, you know when you go to restaurants and you're rocking the carryout? Sometimes. Most times now. Most restaurants. Mm. You're picking up carryout. You pay for it. And you get the little thing. And you got to sign it. And there's a little line that says tip. And you go, but I picked it up.
Yeah.
I'm carrying it out. Do I need to rock a tip? Really?
Oh, really? You don't think you need to rock a tip?
I mean, do you?
Carry out?
Now, it just... I don't usually give the full 20% when it's carry out, but I do give them a tip.
Okay.
That's sweet of you.
So here's the deal. Not only did I go for it tip-wise, I felt like I did a pretty adequate job. Mm. I wrote in the tip line, cash, totaled it out, but that's because I had a few dollars cash that I threw into the little bucket.
Yep.
Got my food, rolled. Totally cool. I happen to be the money man in the house, so I'm constantly updating the ledger.
He's Moneymaker Steve.
Yeah, that's how I do. Just rolling in them fives.
I got them Lincolns linked together,
for
baby.
Days, dog.
I'm linking on them Lincolns.
Yeah. So I'm updating my account this week, and I notice something's not reconciling. Said business... added a tip.
What?
At the end of the day.
Come on now.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Can they do that?
Apparently they can do that. Because when it went through, you know how it's like, oh, this transaction's pending. Here's the total. Well, then it reconciled right to the bank account. And I'm like, that's a solid $3 more than it was when it was processing. Hmm. They added a $3 tip.
Did you write
to the total?
Did you write zero in for the tip?
No, I wrote cash in the tip line and then put the actual totaled amount and then put a couple bucks cash into the little tip jar and then said, thanks, have a great day.
Well, then that should be easy to go back and prove that you didn't leave a tip on your
car. So that's the big question. Do I call said business and go, hey, brah, your hostess with the mostest gave herself a little fatty fat tip?
How much? How much did they give themselves?
A couple bucks. It was like $2 and change. You know, because they evened it out, and that was another way that I knew. I was like, whoa. It wasn't an even amount because I didn't tip.
This is what you do. You call the business. You say, hey, I'm not going to tell you my name, and I'm not going to tell you when this happened, but one of your employees is adding tips to bills.
Yeah, dude.
And then you explain your story. Don't say you or when the transaction was.
That's good.
But just say, you need to know this is happening.
Because, I mean, earlier in the week, we talked about a guy who was suing for like 16 cents, and we thought that was dumb and outrageous, right? 16 cents. Do I care about a couple bucks leaving the bank account?
No.
But then I start thinking about, wait, if they did that to me, there's a chance that said person could be doing it to others.
It'll be very easy for the business to figure out who it is. That way, and like I'm saying, it's like a fair middle ground because you don't honestly care about the couple bucks. But if this person is doing this to more than, you know, and they probably are, if they got away with
it. If they're only putting a few bucks on there at a time, there's no way they just did it one time.
Right. This place is my jam, and it makes me feel like not my jam. Do you know what I'm saying?
And that's why you should
I want to know.
That's why. Because they don't want to run their business like that.
No, not at all. You need to tell the owners what's going on.
I feel, do we need to, like, marker it? Like, I'm just going to start bringing a Sharpie with me everywhere I go, and then write it in big, bold letters, like what the total is, so they can't change it?
It sounds like they don't care. They automatically just did it anyway.
Because if it's a three, can they just go whoop whoop and all of a sudden it's an eight?
Because
$5 they just added.
Let's face it, I would think the majority of the people out there wouldn't throw a fit over a couple bucks.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it, because they're probably getting away with
it. And the person doing it is probably taking for granted that nobody is like you and checks their bank account.
I never do that.
There's no way somebody's going to notice $2.
I never do that. I never check. I mean, if something's not adding up right as far as like, oh man, where's all our money going? I'll go and look and see what we've been spending, and sometimes I'll see... Wait a second.
My friends call me Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
One, because I sleep on a bed of gold coins, but two, because I still have a paper ledger. Like, I still, in our office, there's like, hey, here's the computer with like Quicken and all the like, you know, digital whatevers. And I'm like, screw Quicken. I got a piece of paper and a notebook here. I've got a piece of paper and a brain. I seriously have an old ledger that I'm like, okay, that was 14. Wow. Carry the two.
Dude, that's great.
Just bump that up there
I'm
a
like,
little bit.
Not a lot of people out there like you,
Scrooge
and that's
McDuck,
why. That's
but this
why.
Is why we need you.
We need people like you, so you can stand up and you can fight the crime, because that's what it is. It's crime.
God called us to be good stewards, right? And he entrusts us with certain things, and I believe one of those things is our finances. He cares about how we handle money, right? Yeah. We give to the church first and foremost. We give back to God, our storehouse, wherever we're being fed. That's, all right, here's my tithe, right? And then everything, we're entrusted with this. It's $2, bro.
Plus, you're not doing any service to that person who's breaking the crime.
Right.
She has to get caught.
Let's call him right now.
She's got to get caught.
Joining us on the phone right now.
Nope, not happening. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we can't do that.
You don't want to blame like a business owner.
It's not their fault. That's why I would have a hard time owning my own business.
Gosh,
because.
You just
people
heart breaks and you cry all the
advantage
time.
Advantage of you all the time.
Man, that's real sad, y'all.
But you got to stand up, and you can't put up with people stealing.
So I got to confront that?
Yeah, you got to confront it. I like what Mateo said. You just call the business.
Hey, heads up, this is what's happening.
Can I talk to a manager and then tell them what's going on? I bet you anything they'll be able to find it so quick, because... There might have been a couple other people have
and
done
you could,
it too.
You know, you could say the day. You could be like, I was in there this day at this time, and this happened.
Dude, shout out to God's word, Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, that says, behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves.
Ooh.
We still got to be cautious, brah. We got to be cautious.
Good stuff.
I'm just saying.
Can we get an update?
Swindling me for
$2. Can we get an update on Monday?
No, because you know I'm not really going to call.
He's not gonna do that, man,
I talk about having this, you know, thing called, what is it, moral conviction for days. You know I'm not going to call that business. It's $2.
In life, it's just easier to say you're going to do something than actually
do it. I have the best intention to actually take care of my neighbor and do these things, but I'm busy, man. I got that Marvel Contest of Champions game to play.
We had an update this morning. If you've been listening to the show this week, you probably heard Steve-O talk about his neighbors.
Yeah.
And how I think somebody was breaking into their house. Probably stole everything.
B&E, dude.
And Steve saw it all go down, but he did not report it. Didn't call the cops.
Okay, wait.
And
pretty much
just this side of an accessory to the crime.
Pretty much. And then the next day, we told him, hey, you need to go over there, please, tomorrow after the show. You need to go over there.
Yeah.
Make sure they're okay. What did he not do? He didn't go over there.
He didn't even do anything.
You know what, guys? If you care so much about my neighbor, you go over
there.
We
already said we're going.
We said we would.
Are we going to go
Daniel
after the show?
Daniel approved it. Daniel said you and Teo can go.
Right after the show, we're going to go straight to my neighbor's house and be like, hey, man.
No, you're staying here.
Oh, okay.
Daniel has things for you to do.
You're going to stay here, Steve.
You have failed this city.
Shut up, Oliver Queen.
Gosh, guys.
I'm trying so hard.
Teo and I will step up. We'll make sure everything's fine.
Okay.
I have good news for teachers out there making a small transition.
Hold on.
Let's do it.
I really wanted the open. That's not the open.
It's kind of a good news.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
What did he say about reading?
He said, start reading.
Start reading.
Okay, I will. Wait, was that your signal to me that you put in there subliminally? Yeah. So I'm like, start reading. And I go, believe it or not. Believe it or not, there are countries around the world where teachers are valued. Maybe not in good old US&A, but there are those countries. So if you're a teacher out there, about to tell you where to move. In the United States, we seem to accept that teaching, especially at the elementary and high school levels, is not a job that's going to bring in the big bucks.
Nope.
Every year, teachers' salaries and benefits are slashed. Shout out to the state of Mississippi, where the governor pretends like he likes education, but in fact hates it because he keeps slashing the budget.
They're like Walmart in that. They're rolling back prices on teacher.
Yeah, because, I mean, what state bankroll needs to be educated? Not Mississippi. Nah. Keep them stupid. Anyway,
we're all just collectively out there.
Here in our country, we just collectively shake our heads and we assume that the low pay goes with the territory. Well, not so, because if you're a teacher in Luxembourg, you can expect to bring in a salary, and this is after about 15 years of educating, you know, $138,000 a year.
What? That's almost as much as Dex makes.
I know.
Okay, let's stop.
I'm just saying.
Back it up. Just,
travesty.
You know, it's what happens when you're
the host.
No, that's just not what happens
okay,
at all.
Okay, so check this out. Opening salary in Luxembourg for a teacher. Almost 80 grand a year.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
That's starting off.
That's in Poland, right? I'm out.
Let's compare that with the U.S. in day, which that's not right. It says 43 a year for a teacher, but that's a high. I'm going to go.
You got to think about in most parts of the country, though. You got to think that a cost of living is more expensive than here in New Mexico.
Very true.
So 43,000 a year is like making 20,000 here.
Absolutely. Same in Mississippi. In the United States, the average like peak salary that a teacher can expect to make after a career of teaching is 66,000 a year.
Wow.
In Luxembourg, 138.
Yeah, school in other countries is a lot different than here in the States. I mean, kids don't have homework. They don't go to school as long. They sleep in. I think it was in Poland. They let kids sleep in, and school starts at 10.
What is this magical land?
I know.
It's called Europe.
Coming up from my full forecast Friday, we'll tell you what the weather's going to be like at our new home city, Luxembourg.
Because we're moving and all becoming teachers.
Seriously.
No, I'm serious. High today of 41, variable cloudiness, precipitation at 6%. It
Steve,
is going to be rainy over the weekend.
Can you just shut him up?
Thank you.
No, it looks good.
Thank you.
89% humidity in Luxembourg right now, guys. 89%, 47% cloud cover. Just saying.
And another thing.
Good morning.
Oh. Who was that?
That was Steve Stucker.
He scared me.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
He just pops up every
now. It's not only how much they make, it's how much they work. Teachers in Luxembourg make the most money for the numbers of hours they work.
They probably never stop working.
It's pretty crazy.
Because a teacher's a full-time job. And I'm not just talking an 8-to-5.
More teachers here in the U.S. spend more hours working than those in almost any other country, along with Colombia, Chile, and Mexico.
Mm.
And for the record, these are hours that teachers are required to spend actually teaching. It does not include the hours that teachers spend prepping for classes, grading papers, or fielding phone calls from distraught parents. It's pretty interesting.
America, who failed? Who failed on this?
Steve-O.
Oh, come on.
Who's in trouble?
If you ask Oliver Queen, it was definitely
I feel like Steve-O failed this.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Well, I mean, like, in general, who came up with the school system pay and homework and hour? Who was
that? I don't know.
Who was that?
It was Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross.
Yeah, when
you
she was...
put the blame somewhere. Put it on her.
When she was knitting the flag together, she's came up with our form of education as we know it in America.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, it's true. Look it up. APS, man.
Solid. Solid gold oldies this morning here on The Morning Invasion. Coming up, that classic Jesus freak. From DC Talk.
Oh, man.
People are going to leave us. That's not true even a little bit.
It's a classic.
No.
What do we got? Screen your calls. What did you else you want to do, Steve?
I'm going to tell you people right now, if you are a call screener, you may have missed out on your dream job. We'll tell you how that happened for one dude coming up.
It's a morning invasion.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
a Trumpless Republican candidates debate.
The Texas teenager who avoided jail time in a drunk driving crash is back in the U.S.
The price of a 30-second Super Bowl ad, $5 million.
A wrongful death lawsuit against Caitlyn Jenner is being dropped.
Authorities in Paris arrested a man carrying two guns at Euro Disney.
Leonardo DiCaprio visits the Vatican.
The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading explosively.
Barbie will soon come in more shapes, sizes, and colors.
Facebook users around the world will be able to share live video on their iPhones.
137 Walmart stores across the country closing.
NATO confirms it has received a request from the U.S. to provide surveillance aircraft.
Federal Housing Administration says it will cut insurance rates on financing for affordable multifamily housing.
Suzuki is recalling more than 68,000 motorcycles.
The torch relay for this year's Olympics will include a stop at a refugee camp in Athens.
Dexter's really into this.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'd like to say hi to my Uncle George down in San Diego, California. Thanks for streaming us on the Star 88 app.
Shout out, Uncle George. Can't wait to see ya.
It is 9:36.
High today at 59 degrees.
Wait, hold on.
Huh?
No.
What?
You can't do that.
Why?
It is full forecast Friday, my friend. It is full forecast Friday.
Oh, he's right.
Get it going.
Good morning.
Can I get a redo then?
It is 9:36.
High today of 66 degrees in San Diego, California, where Dexter's crazy uncle lives.
Good morning.
Precipitation only 3% today. It's going to be a great day for you. 67% humidity, but you freaking live in San Diego, so shut up. That's your full forecast Friday.
Dang, dude.
Good morning.
Love it.
That guy's kind of mean, man. I don't like our full forecast Friday guy.
Steve is a nice man.
He is, but I mean, gosh,
Steve
just because somebody
Jeter
lives in San Diego.
Nice guy. Steve Jeter.
That's right.
The Jeets is what they call them.
Yeah, the Jeets. The Jeets.
Or Jet.
Nope. Actually, before Derek Jeter, everybody called it Jetter. Hey, Jetter? Yeah, bro. It's like Peter with the J. There's people, only one T.
People call me Tooth.
Tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My last name is actually pronounced Toth. It's Hungarian.
Mm.
And I say Toth.
Yeah.
But people say Tooth.
Okay.
I get it. I get it, guys. I get it, okay?
So your family pronounces it Toth, or you pronounce it Toth? Like, tell me, just is it Toth or Toth?
It's just my parents and my brother and I do Toth, because the kids in high school called us Toth for some reason. So we just stuck with it.
Are you serious? So, so like, it'd be like my family going, we're going to go with Jetter.
Yeah, we just went with it.
Weird!
Right? We just went with it.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I've called you Toth forever, because I thought that was real.
No, it's Toth.
It's Toth?
It's Hungarian.
I feel so betrayed. I just always thought of Hoth, you know, and I'm like, snow planets and...
That's like when people find out that Empire. My real name is Joe. They're, what? What? Yeah. Your real name is Joe? Well, yeah. I have a radio name. Come on. Everybody has a radio name.
I didn't get a radio name.
Steve-O.
That's not my radio name. That's what my neighbor gave me when I was like 12, and it just stuck. Yeah. Hmm. Teo doesn't have a radio name.
Teo. All right, we're running out of time here, guys.
I've
really
want
to get to the Flat Earth stuff, so let's get to Steve-O's thing, and then we'll get to Flat Earth.
Man, I am so read up on Flat Earth right now.
Are you guys call screeners?
Yes.
Do you screen your calls?
Yes.
Okay, you may have missed golden opportunities without even knowing it.
Nope.
Yahoo Sports broke some news Tuesday that the Utah Jazz had signed guard Eric Green from the D-League to a 10-day contract.
Nice.
Minor contract, a tiny contract. It was still a contract nonetheless. A move aimed at adding a healthy body to the Jazz backcourt, but it almost didn't happen.
Nice.
Because Green didn't answer his phone. Yeah.
I also don't ever check my voicemails.
24 years old from Virginia Tech, averaged 26.7 points in 22 appearances for the Bighorns this season. Didn't answer the phone for the first two calls because he says, I don't answer the phone if I don't know your number. That's just how I always am. Don't answer it.
That's how I roll.
So he doesn't answer the phone because he's like, I don't know this area code. I don't know who this is. They call back and it's like, nope, not answering this one still. It took his agent calling him and saying, bro, answer your phone. Utah is calling. As in the Jazz.
Yep.
As in the NBA team. So he was like, cool, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, here's my theory on the whole thing. I don't get the whole voicemail thing anymore because you have text messages.
Oh.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, they shoot you a text.
Nah, man, I'm the king of voicemails.
No.
I like leaving 3-minute voicemails.
No.
That's
forget
true.
This.
He does.
Forget this like texting thing when you've got this classic notion of a voicemail. In fact, I'm no longer texting you ever again.
Oh.
Well, you'll never hear from me ever
that's right.
again.
You don't have a phone. I forgot. Gosh.
Yeah, I don't have a phone. I need a phone. Anyone here have a phone?
I don't have an extra phone.
Hello? Yeah. Anyone?
So.
Hello.
Promises.
What he said.
It is time now.
Oh man, I'm so excited.
This edition of Flat Earth. Yes. Oh,
yes. Stop with the baby.
Flat Earth. What? Oh, Flat Earth.
I love him, man.
Talk to me, Taya. What is flat Earth? Why are these
Good
people out there
grief.
Believing in this flat Earth? The Earth is round.
Okay.
How do you know?
It's a ball. I've seen
Stop.
Pictures and videos.
I got to give a little perspective, a little context. Cut
Please
the music.
Do.
In 2010, humankind allowed a man by the name of B.O.B. to capture our ears and hearts in collaboration with the tiny golden-voiced human known as Bruno Mars.
You believe that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
No, I'm talking about Nothing on You.
Oh, but I want to do
the one before
wish right
Airplanes.
Now. Airplanes was such a jam.
It's nothing like airplanes in the and night just skies. Shooting stars.
Okay, so anyway, we loved the song Nothing on You. Collectively, society as a whole embraced it. We bopped our heads to the 3/4 tempo. We gave B.O.B. the benefit of the doubt. Let him rhyme plastic with fantastic and it. Everything seemed okay. But something happened. Because B.O.B. was harboring a deadly secret.
Oh, no.
Not really deadly, but... You and that...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but I love that baby, man. Love it!
This is what has happened recently. You've probably heard about it in the news. B.O.B. has come out supporting flat Earth theory.
Heck yeah, bro.
And now you say, wait. Flat Earth. The last time I heard about flat Earth was when I was in school, and they were talking about how people used to believe that the Earth was flat,
mm-hmm.
and
then
Copernicus
we got some perspective.
Comes along,
yeah.
and they were like, wait a second. This thing is a sphere.
Yeah.
It moves. It's a ball in space.
Mm-hmm.
Orbits the sun.
Have you guys ever been on a long road trip?
Yes.
I've never seen the curvature. I feel like I just always drive straight.
Okay. So anyway, the reason we're aware of B.O.B.'s belief in a flat Earth is that he posted a series of tweets last week asking users to show him the curvature in the planet's surface. Because much like Steve-O,
yeah.
who has taken many a long road trip, maybe
yeah.
four,
yeah.
he's never seen the curve
been
of the
Earth. Been to Texas?
Man,
been as far as California.
Did he not watch Bumgardner jump from the edge of space, what, was it 2 years ago?
Oh, right. That was, that if you...
That was faked in a studio.
Yeah, Felix Bumgardner.
They okay. actually have, yeah.
Anyway.
I could prove why that's not real.
And when people began pointing out to B.O.B. that the Earth's non-flatness was proven more than 5 centuries ago, he began citing more elaborate memes on the internet beyond his tweet of himself standing there with the flat, you know, horizon saying, the cities in the background are approximately 16 miles apart. Where is the curve? Please explain this. So he starts going to these memes. Over 20 miles high, horizon still 100% flat. That's your boy that you just talked about. This is from his camera.
Bumgardner?
Yep.
Felix?
Says it's still flat. Mount Everest? Flat. The ocean? Flat.
Mm-hmm.
He also posted what appears to be screenshots from a guidebook for flat Earth truthers in trying to prove his point.
That does look pretty flat.
Number 127. The fact that the sun and moon's reflections on water always form a straight line path from the horizon to the observer proves the Earth is not a ball.
There is no curve there.
If Earth's surface was curved, it would be impossible for that reflected light to curve over the ball from horizon to observer.
Never thought about these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While some people are busy looking for beauty or inspiration or deeply moving sadness in our world, B.O.B. has a much, much simpler request. He's a man standing in front of a planet asking to see its curvature.
even though he believes it's an impossible request because that curvature doesn't exist. Now, I pulled up a video, and what this video does is it explains flat Earth. Or at least
you may have heard about the flat Earth theory in the last few days because of rapper B.O.B. and his beef with noted astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. B.O.B. declared to his Twitter followers that he believes the planet Earth is actually flat and that all the nations of the world have joined together in a massive conspiracy to cover up this fact. Here is how flat earthers believe the universe works. They believe the Earth is a flat disk which looks like this. The North Pole is at the center, with Antarctica forming an ice wall around the outer edges of the disk. This is why flat earthers believe the 1961 Antarctic Treaty was agreed upon by all the world's nations, so no one could reach the edge of the disk. They believe that this is the reason the UN uses this as their symbol. There is also a dome-like barrier called the firmament, kinda like under which the surrounds dome. The disk. Mm-hmm. This is an impenetrable barrier that keeps the atmosphere intact. Flat earthers do not believe we have ever passed this barrier. According to flat earth theory, gravity does not exist. Instead, they believe in a universal acceleration, believing that all celestial bodies are accelerating upward at a rate of 9.8 meters per second squared.
I don't know what that means.
They also believe that Earth is not actually spinning and provide counter evidence to disprove the rotation of the planet, such as the fact that clouds in the atmosphere are not moving at the rate of 1,000 miles per hour, the rate of the Earth's rotation. Flat earthers believe that when Copernicus theorized that the Earth moved around the sun, all of the world's religions decided to accept his theories, and rather than risk being questioned, the world's religions have a vested interest in furthering the Earth globe idea. In turn, flat earthers believe that all imagery from the space program has been faked. Some of the most common pieces of evidence are the lack of direct commercial flights between two cities within the southern hemisphere. Unfortunately, and we are talking to you, B.O.B., all of these theories don't explain why a ship disappears over the horizon, bottom first.
When did that happen? What? When did that ship go over the edge? What are they talking about?
When a ship goes over the edge, what do you see?
The edge of the Earth?
Oh,
death?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Okay, anyway. Look, we'll go back to this. We'll go back to this. B.O.B. isn't the only celebrity to feel this way. Do you guys remember Tila Tequila? Do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
She was a MySpace phenomenon back in the day.
She
had a reality show on MTV, and then she kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess earlier this year, or at the end of last year, she started posting flat Earth stuff.
Well, if Tequila believes, then I will believe.
Reputable. That's sarcasm. She says, if I get killed in 2016, you'll all know it's because I exposed the Earth as being flat.
Oh, man.
Yep. And I guess there's a few people on the fence. You got this lady that was on The View. Her name was Sherry Shepherd.
She believes?
Well, when asked if she would teach her son specifically about whether the Earth was flat, she wasn't sure. She was like, wait, is the Earth flat? I never thought about it.
Hmm. Let me just chuck this out there just for a second so we can all marinate on this for a second. Just marinate.
Throw it out there. Oh, yeah. Let's just say
that this is true. Mm-hmm. That we found out that the world was not round, that it was actually flat, shaped like a snow cone. Would that really change a whole lot?
Yes. Here's why. Because this is a conspiracy theory. So if a major conspiracy theory like this was proven true, then you would have to take into account seriously every major conspiracy theory.
But I already do.
These things say that all of the religions of the world have this secret about the Earth actually being a cone or whatever, a disc or whatever, and that they're all working together to hide this from the public. To what end? I don't know. So the government can make a lot of money or whatever.
Does the Bible ever? Because I know the Bible is pretty good about talking about, thousands of years ago, they were talking about the stars in the sky. Mm-hmm. And does it talk about the Earth being round at all? Is there anything that might point to that? Phoenix is, where are you when we need
you? Phoenix is not here.
Here's, if we're going to take it back to the Word, I want to take it back to, the gospel right here.
Do it.
At one point, Ramona Flowers had to kick a guy so hard that he saw the curvature of the Earth.
That is
Ramona
from Scott
Flowers
Pilgrim.
Kicked a guy so hard, he saw the curvature of the Earth. Mm-hmm. Thus, curvature, round. Gospel fact, the Earth is round. Thank you, Ramona Flowers.
This is a big question.
To be fair, the guy was flying and shooting like laser bolts from his lightning bolts from his eyes.
This is a big question just because, like you said, Dex, like if it goes back to the biblical account, then it's like, what's happening? Because some biblical critics have claimed that Revelation 7:1 assumes a flat earth, since the verse refers to angels standing at the four corners of the earth. This thing that I pulled up, it's a defender site, ChristianAnswers.net. It says that it's actually referring to the cardinal directions, north, south, east, west, which we know.
Yeah.
The problem with all this is that anything that falls back onto, let me tell you why, this could be true. Have you ever been to the moon? No, you haven't.
No.
Or let me tell you why. Have you ever actually been to space?
I feel like we should get all the flat earthers in a room with Neil Armstrong, because he'd just like punch them all.
Well, the funny thing is, the more you go into it, which over the past week, I and DJ Bossman Dan, we have been going into this flat earth thing.
And I think that Daniel might have converted over to this philosophy.
We don't know. The jury's out on that.
He's a flat earther.
There's actually like a video, it's either Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong, and they take something that he says completely out of context to say that he's kind of letting the secret loose about the edges of the earth. He's talking about how the space program is going to push the boundaries of, like, space travel and advancement for the space program, but they slow it down. It's like, the edges of the earth, and he does this hand motion, and they're like, see, he knows about it, bro. He knows about
it. He's a flat earther.
Anything that you have to fall back on, they're keeping this giant secret from us. Anything where that's the bottom of it, I just don't know why you want to live your life that way.
And listen, the only reason why we're talking about this right now, because you're probably sitting in your car at home thinking, this is dumb.
Well,
why are they even? Well, because this is actually a hot topic right now.
It is a hot topic.
People are talking about this stuff, which is ridiculous. I'm thinking about this, thinking in my head, this is stupid.
Mm.
Flat Earth? Really?
It's interesting.
You know, the funny thing is, I have good friends who are like, no, bro, for real.
And yeah, I'm not calling them stupid.
No, you just did.
The theory is stupid.
Now I have to kick you so hard you see the curvature of the earth.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's round.
He's going to prove
it. It's round.
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is he's a big-time astrophysicist. He's on that show Cosmos. He knows probably more about space and astrophysics than most people. He straight up started addressing this stuff because he recognizes that it's fine for anybody. He said, we live in a free country, and at the end of it, you can believe whatever you want. You can believe the government is out to get you, and they have all your secrets, and that Jesus had a daughter, and he was married to Mary Magdalene secretly, and then the Templar Knights kept that secret, and we got Da Vinci Code out of it.
So many conspiracies.
And, you know, the governments of the world are united with a secret coalition known as the Illuminati, who's trying to introduce, you know, all this stuff and just control the world from behind a table, because in reality the earth is flat and they don't want you to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tie all that stuff together. And he's saying, as a prominent artist, you know, who at least had a couple of hits, his voice and his opinion carries weight. And so when we come out with these things like B.O.B. and we say, hey, earth's flat, there are going to be a big group of people that believe it just because they like B.O.B.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, no, he's right.
Hey,
I mean, think about it. When's the last time you went to space?
Hey, you bring up a good point. If Brian Nixon was in here and he said, guys, I'm a flat earther,
mm-hmm,
I'd be a flat earther.
It would at least hold a little sway, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't.
You'd be like,
it would.
Oh.
It would. I would be questioning everything. Really?
Okay. And something I do appreciate about Neil deGrasse Tyson is that he actually tweeted to B.O.B. that he really likes his music. He was like, no, but here's the deal, man. I love your songs. You're a good rapper. But you got to consider the weight of your opinion here,
mm-hmm,
because you're a public figure. And when you say stuff like this, people just believe it instinctively.
And that's it's a hard time this day and age with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many videos out there that kids can watch, and it's confusing.
This is why we're reminded of this through email form every single day.
We get emails every day where it's like, hey, you got to remember something.
Some random teenager's listening who doesn't actually have thought of their own.
You're right.
And you just said blah, 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 blah. Now they think it's okay to blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh.
You can't just watch a video on YouTube, because I've dealt already with my kids with this. They watch something And then they just think it's true because they saw it on the internet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that. You just can't. And as Christians, we have the Bible. We have to always go back to the Word, you know? And
That's kind of what bums me out, too, because the firmament is mentioned in Genesis. It's mentioned in the Old Testament. And it stinks because when stuff like this gets thrown out, it's like that's in it. Instinctively gets assumed by the public at large that all Christians believe that we're on flat earth because there's the firmament connection, which most Christians that I know, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not saying that that's still what's going on and that we're on a floating disk that's constantly accelerating upwards. And that's what creates gravity.
Well, if this flat earth theory is true, it explains why, you know, the space stations have been shut down.
Yeah. Mm. Jesus talked about this in John chapter 5. It's hilarious. Thousands of years ago. No, just about the idea that we won't believe what God has to say about something, but we're going to believe some stupid YouTube video. Mm. He's like talking to the Pharisees, and he's like, bro, you've like searched this book for eternal life, but guess what? This book pointed to me, and so I'm what it's talking about. But because it's bearing witness about me, you refuse to believe me. I'm not here for my own glory. It's for my Father's glory. I'm doing His will. I'm here. Hey, check me out. I'm in the flesh. And
right here in front of you.
I'm healing peeps. And, you know, hey, remember that one time I raised Lazarus from the dead?
Yeah.
And yet they're not believing it. And it says, you don't receive me. But if somebody else comes in His own name, that's the dude you're going to receive. You're going to believe some schmo that with some stupid hollow philosophy.
A schmo.
I'm standing here. I'm what you've been reading about. I'm what you're waiting for. And the Jews are like, yeah, let's kill him.
Yeah.
Seriously. Crazy. So it's not a new thing to randomly believe Wikipedia or YouTube videos. It comes from not really having a school of thought of your own. You don't think about it. We don't digest stuff. We just choose to believe whatever we believe. And that goes for everything. There are Christians who probably have some hollow or faulty theology because they just choose to believe everything that a pastor tells from the pulpit. Right. Never mind having to research it yourself, digging back in the Word and understanding something for yourself.
Because we trust people.
Yeah. I'm going to trust this guy. He's in a pulpit. So because of that, I'm going to believe exactly what he said.
And this YouTube video looks really good.
Gosh,
and
dude.
I believe this now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important that you believe this now.
Yep. You got to do your own research. You have to spend some time, not just watching a video. You got to read the Bible.
I agree with what Teo says. I think I agree with everything you just said.
I feel like Dex should be a flat earther.
Because
it's important for us to on this show. One of us holds an opinion, or two of us holds an opinion, and it's important for the other one to kind of be the counterpoint.
You want me to be the flat earther?
And I feel like you should be the flat earther.
I'm the flat earther.
But I want to present a conspiracy theory of a different kind, and we can close out on this.
Mm.
This could all be a massive publicity stunt for
B.O.B. Oh, has he got an album
The article out? I'm reading comes from Vox.com, and it's got a little bit of a theory of its own. It says, he's yet to rekindle the success he had with Nothing on You or Steve-O's favorite song ever, Airplanes, featuring Hayley Williams. It's possible that someone on his team saw massive amounts of attention that Tia Tequila, of all people, got when she came out Flat Earth Pro.
Come on.
After all, we're talking about B.O.B. in a way we haven't in many years.
That's true.
Also, an EP was uploaded to a SoundCloud account a few days ago.
Come on now.
It might be some much-needed publicity that he needed rather than a true love for a flat earth.
Dang it.
We
just wasted so much time promoting his new record.
Or did we?
If you missed any of the shows this week, hit us up at our podcast. It's on iTunes. It's up at the Morning Invasion page at star88.fm.
Hey, this is Teo from the Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. radio@star88.fm.
I mean, all I can picture is...
Did you make this?